following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
What's poppin'? Oh, what's poppin' in the DealsInTheD.com studios as we start a new week. Facebook Live will be brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. Great place to beat the heat, cool off, and fill up with signature handcrafted cocktails and fresh from kitchen to table Mexican fusion during the wild, wacky days of Woodward Dream Cruise. Oh, they were out there last night.
That's right. Oh, it's boy. This week, baby.
Yeah. It's not been that crazy. Last night, it was very busy. There were a lot of cops out there.
Yeah, they've been stopping people.
A lot of old cars.
Congregating.
Yeah, it was really, it was kind of weird, actually. But anyway, yeah, the Dream Cruise, Arts, Beats, and Eats coming up. Conveniently located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street. Treat Mesa Tacos and Tequilas as your personal oasis to avoid the crowds and beat the summer heat.
Nice.
Place to stop by right before Arts, Eats, and Beats, too, because it's not right in Arts, Eats, and Beats. So it's
Arts, Beats, and Eats, yeah.
You say Arts, Eats, and Beats?
Arts, Beats, and Meat. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there. And
I got a 426 Hemi in her. Three-quarter cams, nitro boosters. I can get her up to as good as 155.
Never do, though, of course, unless I'm chasing a cute chick in a Ferrari.
That guy's ready for Dream Cruise.
I haven't watched that much local news. Are they doing Dream Cruise stories out the wazoo, like every guy that's ever redone his car?
I haven't seen one, but I haven't been watching Channel 7 because they're the ones that dominate. I think they're your Dream Cruise. Are they your Dream Cruise?
They probably are. It gets so boring. It's like, did they repeat the stories from 3 years ago? Because they could. It's the same story.
Nobody would know. They should just repeat, do a whole half hour of every interview with Monkey Mobile Mel. They always talk to
Mel.
Him too.
Wait, we have to call Mel this week.
We can't call. No,
we have to try. We have to try.
I'm not doing it.
I think we need to grovel.
I will not be a part of that.
Is there some way
That sounds great.
Is there some way to grovel to Monkey Mobile Mel?
We can always give his phone a shot. I just don't know if he'll ever pick up.
I think I've told him off a couple times.
Haven't we groveled a couple times? Nothing gets through to him.
Very sad.
We groveled, then it got a little combative, a little. It became divisive. There's been a lot of spongy breaks accusations made.
The Monkey Mobile is the coolest car on the planet.
I think I would like to promise him that I'll never mention the spongy breaks again, if he'll come on. And then, of course, I'll break the promise at some point.
I know.
Anyway.
Saying where Mel's from. Fool me once, shame on you. Can't get fooled again.
Let me tell you something. This has been one crazy week here at the Red Shovel Network, as we had the most downloads ever on Wednesday, August 6th. Yeah. And it looks to me like it was recorded Tuesday. It's confusing dates because the record dates and then air dates more or less were a few hours apart. But two other shows last week are, I think, going to be second and third. These are going to be the top three shows ever. And now Epstein commits suicide over the weekend. I think we're going to have another big week here.
Please put that in air quotes, commit suicide.
Okay, sorry.
There's no video.
No, I know. I don't want to start right there.
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
Drives me nuts.
But first, I'll mention that it's kind of fun, though. This is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, because you've got Trump and Clinton are in it.
For a while, it's fun.
You got both presidents, two presidents in this thing. Plus, there's other stuff. This is really interesting. The document dump on Friday was absolutely
That's fascinating.
Astounding, yeah. And it's going to get more astounding. And I want to know, why are the flight logs not out there? Because the flight logs sound very interesting.
They are out there, though. They were in the trial.
But not, you don't see, like, flight here with the whole list. They just give you a little few details here and there.
Or the destinations.
I'll print out the whole log for you.
Okay, print out the whole log.
That sure is a mystery.
Not every flight Epstein ever took, but I mean all the, well, anyway.
All the ones with Clinton on them.
Yeah, but. You know, some of the passengers listed as female.
I was not a fan of his, that I can tell you.
It's funny because right now, as we do this episode, the top trending hashtags on Twitter are hashtag Epstein suicide cover up, hashtag Trump body count, and hashtag Clinton body count.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Both two presidents are in it. They're both in different parties, so they cancel each other out a little bit. I think it forces more speculation and more, maybe a little more information, a tiny bit. I don't know. But what was the other thing I want to mention? Oh, yeah. I said it's a hot week at the Red Shovel Network. It's a really hot week because LaDuff is banging 40. He's over 40. He's got a new show on. That's a good week for him, not a great week. But you never know because those shows get more bodies as the weeks go on. So he could be headed for another 50,000. Elric's got a good show going. He's well over 20,000 on his new show, and that's only been out 3 days. And the No Filter guys, these codgers are killing it.
Yeah, in the last three episodes, just 45,000 downloads, which are great for numbers for these guys. And I think it really helps when we're branching out and getting some interview guests like we did with Dick Vitale and, of course, John Sally. So.
And yours truly. I appeared on the show.
And Drew Lane.
I was a special guest.
We're keeping those guys in Bangladesh busy.
Possibly. No, seriously, those guys, they have had the most arduous climb to 10,000. They finally hit 10,000 with Dick Vitale. And then since then, they've got a show that's done 21,000 last Monday. They are rocking. They may take over this network. I'm telling you. And the shows are good, too.
Yeah.
The people love that show, so that's great.
I love lesbians.
This could be another killer week. Okay, I want to start with, this is really silly, but it's going to be fun. The Trump retweet, where he retweets a Clinton conspiracy suggestion on the Jeffrey Epstein suicide, which there's a lot of things that Trump has done that people have complained about. This honestly might be, in my opinion, maybe the dumbest. This might be the dumbest thing he's done.
What do you mean? Tweet it?
Retweeting a conspiracy theory the ex-president is responsible for Jeffrey Epstein's death.
It's ridiculous.
It's pretty crazy.
I mean, if he wasn't president, I'd be fine with it. But
no, and
that's what's insane about it.
I was talking about that with Brandon before the show. I think Trump, if it was 2008, he would have retweeted the same thing.
Yeah.
But you would think that if he was president, somebody would go, okay, look, I know you're dying to retweet this conspiracy theory. I know you, Donald. But you can't do that as president. Or they'd give him a fake phone that had all his tweets in it. Like, he has the only phone that has all his tweets, and they even like have hundreds of millions of retweets. He has, I got 5 billion retweets on this. That's amazing. They just fill it up with bots.
Yeah.
But no.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
So listen to what he retweeted, the president of the United States.
So it's a guy named Terrence K. Williams. I believe he's an actor and comedian.
Okay, he's a black guy too, right?
Shaking my head. I'm not surprised. I told y'all last month this was going to happen. But didn't nobody want to listen to me? But then guess what? Next month he dead. And you know what? All the liberals were calling me a conspiracy theorist. Saying, Terrence, you coming up with crazy conspiracies and you need to be banned from Twitter. And then guess what? The man really ended up dead. And you know what? He had information on the Clintons and the man ended up dead. Now, for some odd reason, people that have information on the Clintons end up dead. And they usually die from suicide. Come on now. Now, how do everybody die from suicide?
How did he choose this guy to retweet?
Okay. You know what? To be honest with you, I don't want to know nothing about the Clintons. Don't tell me nothing. I'm not trying to end up dead. I don't even want to know if Hillary was digging in her nose. I don't want to know if Bill Clinton eat boogers. Don't tell me nothing. I don't want to end up dead. I don't want to hear it. Nope. La la la. Lala, I can't hear you. I don't want to hear it.
The Gomer Pyle move.
Like it goes on for another minute.
You know what? Now, I'm not going to say who killed that man.
Well, the president retweeted it.
I could end up being.
Thank you.
But the word around the street is the Clintons did it. I'm just, I don't know, though. Hey. I'm just another black man on Twitter. I don't know nothing. I guess I don't know nothing. But so somebody tell me what's going on, because clearly, now how you end up dead and you are a high profile case in prison. Come on now. And you on suicide watch and you die of suicide in prison. Yeah, okay, somebody not doing their job. Or somebody got paid not to do their job, so somebody can get knocked off, so information don't come out. But I don't know nothing. I'm just another black man on Twitter.
And that's good. Right?
Okay.
Is that good?
He had thousands of conspiracy theory tweets to choose from. If he had to retweet a conspiracy theory, he had so many to choose from. How did he choose that guy?
Who knows? Probably the more recent one.
I mean, do you suppose that he saw the printed part and didn't know there was audio?
No, he probably watched that and laughed, knowing him. He probably saw it.
Did he retweet it because he thought it was funny?
I bet someone showed it to him. And he probably thought it was funny.
Is it offensive? You tell me. Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry about that.
that just says it all. That just covers everything. That tweet right there.
What do you mean?
Just the insane world we're living in right now. Yeah. That guy got retweeted by the most powerful man in the free world.
I was hanging out with Bentley yesterday.
By the way, these flight logs are not really flight logs. They're a summary.
There's 73 pages of them. Do you want me to print out all 73?
Logs?
Yeah, the whole PDF file.
No, 73. He was on 27 flights. How can there be 73 pages?
Because it's his whole flight manifest.
No, I mean flight logs of like the people that are mentioned, the powerful people that we know. I would think somebody would just do a handy dandy. Hey, here's all the creepy people on that you know that were on Epstein's plane. Bang, 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 bang. Who else was on the plane? Because apparently these logs frequently say female, 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 female. They don't give names or they give first names.
Let's see.
Ghislaine Maxwell on many of the flights too.
Where's that chick?
Yeah, where is she?
She is like the pimp of Epstein. She's the one recruiting the women. She's the one.
She's all over the document.
Girls. Though. Yeah, and yet...
Yeah, she's teaching him how to blow him and how to massage him. And
she also strapped one on and got it on.
Who did she boo-foo, by the way? Was it Epstein?
I assumed it was Epstein.
Virginia Jeffrey.
Yeah, I assumed it was Epstein, right?
I don't know. The girl told her boyfriend that Virginia Jeffrey, who's in the middle... And by the way, who's going to get the first interview with her?
It's a great question. I know that Julie Brown was talking to her a lot.
Well, wouldn't an appearance by her on 2020
that'd
be huge. Her boyfriend says that his girlfriend, who was 16, was in three ways with Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein involving strap-on dildos.
Mm-hmm. Seems likely.
Well, she's from
No,
France.
I'm not.
Maybe I believe it.
I do.
I just can't see why she's not arrested, too.
Well, she's being investigated.
I mean, what is taking so long, though? The Miami Herald had this story out a couple months ago. They've had these documents.
Slow down.
I mean, honest to God, what is the problem here?
That's what these documents are from. It's a lawsuit against her, not Epstein, right? But 2,000 pages?
Come on. We know what this guy did. They really can't charge her yet? Really?
I don't know. Well, this is a civil suit. I don't know. Yeah,
I don't mean anything about a civil suit. I mean... They can't charge her with all the information that's available, all the witnesses they have, all of it. You know, all of this was made. This is what's so incredible about the original case and the fact that all these people were sealed and immunized.
Mm-hmm.
People like her. What? Okay, so now we know, hey, all this shit happened in New York, too. So we're rearresting him. Well, they know she was in the middle of all that stuff.
Do we know where she's at today?
No, Brian, will you please tweet where is Ghislaine Maxwell?
And spell it Jizzlane. Please misspell it.
You're right. I have no idea. Like I said, I know she's French, so she's probably living in France.
So, yeah, all the new people named are, Bill Richardson. I'm sure he had a great weekend.
Bill Richardson.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Bill Richardson, governor of New Mexico.
Yeah, former governor.
Ambassador to the UN. Everybody remember Bill Richardson?
Yeah.
Remember Bill Richardson? Bill Richardson was the ambassador of the UN when Bill Clinton was president. And when Monica Lewinsky was in that messy place before she was named, and Clinton's trying to dump her, and she's like, I want a good job. And Vernon Jordan's running around a wonderful young lady. And somehow Betty Curry gets word to Bill Richardson at the UN that Monica Lewinsky wants a job. And remember this, too. Bill Clinton was never charged with obstruction of justice, was he?
Not that I know of, no.
No.
I'm sure he wasn't.
I mean, remember that case, though?
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on there. Not to mention the false affidavits and whatnot. But Bill Clinton somehow gets word to Betty Curry, who gets word to Bill Richardson. I think John Podesta's in the middle there somewhere.
Yeah.
That she really wants to work in New York. So Bill Richardson, the ambassador to the UN, calls Monica Lewinsky, and he ends up personally interviewing her. the ambassador to the UN interviewed Monica Lewinsky and offered her a job, a good job, paying good money, and she said,
no, I don't like it. I work in the private sector. I'm not sure I'm really watching my boyfriend's here.
What the f- Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And then she got Vernon Jordan, who was on the board of Revlon, gets Revlon to interview her, and they offer her this PR job, even though the people at Revlon said, we didn't really think she had any skills to speak of. But they offered her that job, and I think it was a $50,000 job.
That's not enough money.
Did Vernon Jordan, by the way, did he get thrown off the board at Revlon? I don't think he did.
I bet he's still
I don't
on
think
the board.
So. I really don't think he did. And what an irresponsible thing to do as a board member, to hire someone with zero skills, a complete moron.
I was thinking of the quid pro quo that was going to come down for Revlon. Yeah. The official makeup of the
right.
White House.
He probably is a lifetime board member for helping Bill Clinton, for being his buddy. I was looking up...
I don't know what he does now. It doesn't even say.
I was looking up Bill Richardson, and he's on all kinds of boards, too. Look at the BS world these people live in and the BS money they make. I mean, it's just the Clinton
Foundation. The Illuminati.
Ugh. Anyway, Bill Richardson. So there he was back in 97. There he was offering some idiot a job with the UN because Betty Curry called him. There was something very messy in New Mexico, too, involving him and some payoffs.
But didn't he go to North Korea, though, and get somebody freed?
Yeah, he's so very tight with North Korea.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm very suspicious of Bill Richardson. When that name came up, I was like, Bill Richardson? But then how about George Mitchell?
I know.
George Mitchell?
What a great
He's like a thousand
man.
Years old.
Exactly. They had a whole line above him. That's what I really felt bad for.
Bill, what? George Mitchell? I mean, that's really a wild one. Now, these people are connected to Jeffrey Epstein, by the way. Now, they all say, oh, I never saw him or any underage girls. Then there's billionaire Glenn Dubin.
Who's that?
I don't know who he is. Modeling scout Jean-Luc Brunel. I'm just going to say he's guilty.
Three names.
Something's terrible there. Scientist Marvin Minsky. Scientist nerd. Got to be guilty.
Probably one of Hawk's buddies.
Alan Dershowitz. Now, she says she had sex with him at several mansions of Jeffrey Epstein's. Several.
Minsky's dead, by the way. So okay. Just rest in peace.
Yeah, I guess.
Sure, whatever.
I don't know that turd.
She also gave oral sex to Alan Dershowitz in a limo with Epstein and his date watching.
But he kept his underwear on.
That was for the massage.
Well, he just always keeps his underwear. He just fishes it through.
By the way... If you were Jeffrey Epstein's mansion, just lawyering away, and he said, hey, you want to get a massage? I think it's a...
That's weird.
Not really, no.
I don't...
I mean, I'm working.
I don't think I want to get a massage at someone else's house.
No, I don't either. And he claimed that it was from an old Russian woman, and he kept his underwear on. He said underpants on, which grossed me out completely.
Then shouldn't he be mad that he got stuck with the old Russian woman?
Well, I don't think he got stuck with the old Russian woman.
What?
Why would Jeffrey Epstein have an old Russian woman doing massages at his house? Are you kidding me?
I'm just going with Alan's lie about it.
Oh, my God. That story. And him going after David Boies, the attorney for this girl that was 16, who, if she dies, don't be surprised either.
Isn't it nice to know, too, that Jeffrey Epstein needed 3 orgasms a day? It was biological, like eating.
Yeah.
Do you read the other stuff from the people? Like... Juan Alisi, the former house manager.
Mm-hmm.
He saw probably over 100.
The human ATM machine?
That one, that guy's on here, too.
Oh, that's Rodriguez.
Alisi says that he saw probably over 100 girls serve as Epstein at his Palm Beach home for over 10 years. After each encounter, he would clean up the home upstairs massage room. How much?
And return the dildos and the sex toys.
I hope he got paid a lot.
To Ghislaine Maxwell's closet, which is where they went. Which is where they were kept.
Yeah, vibrators and sex toys. And she also had a shiny black costume in there.
I picture this big walk-in closet with a giant baby crib that's full to the brim with sex toys. Just full to the brim.
See, I picture big
spilling out
like Earl Woods drawers, like the drawers that were all organized with a label on the outside
with dildos.
One for butt plugs, one for strap-ons, one for vibrators.
Epi goes in there, he's like, where's that purple dildo I like so much? And it's like, oh, Christ, it's in the bottom. He has to reach into the crib, reach all the way down. And just in pulling out the one he wants, like 55 other ones fall out the side.
Juan, how many times do I have to tell you? Dildos are not vibrators. They're two separate things.
You like my vibrator?
Let's see what else. What else is in here? Oh, she shopped a book, too. The Jeffrey girl?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll hold that against her, too. She'll be called to the wall for that.
With Alan Dershowitz, you mentioned that part. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much all the interesting stuff.
Most of the, there was some other stuff, too, I think.
Oh, Prince Andrew. Did you read the part about Prince Andrew?
Oh, yeah, Prince Andrew.
His puppet? Does he have trouble communicating with women, so he uses a puppet to break through?
No, I think it's just the point is these girls are really young.
Oh, so it helps God, I didn't puppets. Think of that angle.
Yeah, he had
you're missing some P-Y. Why?
He had a 15-year-old girl in his lap, and he apparently grabbed her breast, and he took a puppet and had it grab Virginia Jeffrey's breast. I don't know why he used the puppet, because she said she had sex with him a couple times. And, of course, the royal family's putting on a good front. He was going to church today with the queen.
That's right.
Has anybody told her yet about all this? Does she know?
Oh, yeah, they've already said that
the queen. Has anyone told the queen?
Well, they've released statements that he didn't do anything, and this is old news, and blah, blah, blah. No, it's not old news. He is.
Stiff upper lip.
What is he doing? That picture with Virginia Jeffrey, too, the 16-year-old who, oh, my God, the mileage on that poor girl.
They cropped him out, by the way, on GMA, that famous picture.
What?
Yeah, because they wanted to show Jeffrey and then Ghislaine in the background. So
why'd they crop him out? Why?
I don't know why
they cropped
Andrew.
Why would you crop him out?
But it's like, I know that picture.
He's the Duke of York.
They cropped him.
So what? He's a nobody. He's Randy Andy. What do they call him? Million Mile something? Or because he's flying all over the place. Anyway, what a tool. It sounds to me like he's a real weirdo.
Did you see
that picture of him with his arm around her? And by the way, his hand is on her waist, her naked waist. She has like a crop top on. His hand is on her naked waist, 16-year-old girl, and that is in London. What is a 16-year-old doing in London that's being sex trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein? And what does he say? Hey, Andrew, this is my intern, Virginia Jeffrey, in the crop top there. You want to get a picture with her? Really?
No, we know what she was there for.
Yeah.
Why did he use a puppet?
I don't know. Who knows?
They said Epstein ordered a book on Amazon.
He likes getting his toes sucked, too.
Oh,
that's
gross.
What Virginia Jeffrey also said. His wife liked getting her toes sucked. Remember Fergie got her toes sucked by that old guy?
The Duchess of Pork.
And he lives with Fergie. He still lives with her.
Still? Really?
Yeah, he does. I believe he does. I'm pretty sure. I just read that. Yeah,
he was very obnoxious.
Not to mention, are you aware of all the weird shit going on with Fergie?
No.
Yeah,
the Duchess of Pork?
She offers people access to him for large sums of money.
Really?
Yes.
And he's fine with it? Well, he probably
She only got caught recently, and I think she... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take a lot of money to see him. It's crazy. But it
sounds, the queen, because the queen hates her guts.
Sounds like there's been a number of other situations very similar where Fergie sells access to this dope.
Yeah.
Who? He's
Red
a nobody.
Red is his power color.
So, yeah, that's very interesting. I don't know. He's just up to no good. I don't know what is going on with that guy, but what a scumbag. And this smiling picture going to church, everything's wonderful. Everybody knows I could be a pedophile, but everything else is great.
Were you bummed or were you happy when you heard that Jeffrey Epstein was found dead?
I was bummed, actually.
So was I.
I was bummed, then I was happy because... You know, fuck that guy.
Sure. Well,
not dropping any of the investigations, and they have so much material. In other words, they already got a lot of stuff.
And does nothing but take the fifth.
He was never going to.
Never said a word.
He would never spill.
No,
I don't think so.
I don't think he would, because he always probably has that hope he would be pardoned or would get out of something, so he could never spill on whomever.
Yeah, and his money always can carry him to a place. Who knows? Look what his money did for him. This guy had 10 years of freedom after being busted for all of that.
So I think I'm pretty happy knowing how miserable he was behind bars. But now I'm kind of bummed again because of all these conspiracy theories.
Well, you know,
some are funny, but people are going to believe them, and it drives me nuts.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, I'm rather intrigued as to how this happened. Where's the picture of the guy who took him off Suicide Watch? Who did that?
The hero?
That's the only face we need to see today. Where's his picture?
He just retweeted that conspiracy theory.
No, not that guy.
Oh, Trump?
No.
I'm just kidding.
You're right. No, you imagine that you
the
know
guy.
Who's the one that gave that order. I'd imagine we'd also see pictures of the cell to see how the hell he could even hang
himself. Oh, no, cameras on the cell. The cameras aren't pointed in the cell.
They weren't working or something, right?
Well, they're not pointed in the cell, allegedly.
About his cell, by the way? What a dump it was.
Yeah.
He was eating off the floor.
Well, that makes it sound nice.
Really?
Well, if he's eating off the floor, he must like it.
I don't want to eat off the floor of a jail cell. They're supposed to check on him every 30 minutes, like that guy said.
And they weren't, because they were on overtime, supposedly.
Broke protocol.
Good. I'm glad they weren't checking on him every 30 minutes.
Where's the face of the guy who made the call? Where is he? Who is he? I haven't even heard his name.
The only thing I saw when looking it up is the FBI and Department of Justice are currently investigating.
Amen.
It's a big cover-up.
Now,
by the way, Epstein also was constantly requesting toilet paper.
I don't know what that meant.
He also was doing something fucking weird with it.
Putting money on other inmates' accounts, too. Probably to curry a little favor. So he would be boo-fooed.
Such an asshole.
Endlessly, which he needed.
Good riddance. I'm glad he did it.
I've heard he's got diarrhea.
Now, there's literally, I don't care how you look at it, there's no reason he should be taken off Suicide Watch. There was no reason. Who did it? Whose name is it? Why is it, you know, it seems like that whenever something like this happens, we never really find out.
No.
Just like in the state of Michigan, who paid for the $47 million program, computer program, that forced all those unemployed people to get accused falsely of stealing money from the government and were forced to pay back at four times the amount that they did not
who
steal.
Who was that? I don't know.
Who bought that program? And did we get our money back? Nobody ever finds these things out.
That's crazy because there's so much more.
Who
than
was that?
Story.
I don't know.
There's
I don't know.
So many families that were ripped apart because of that. Divorces.
Divorces.
That,
I mean, yeah. Suicides.
It's insane.
And we can't even know who decided to buy it. And the company, nobody ever interviewed the company to find out. I thought you said that this is just a program. You didn't know if it worked, and that's how they sold it. Hey, we don't know if this works. It's $47 million. Take it.
Didn't they blow out that lady? Didn't they blow her out?
The former head?
I mean, I don't know if she's the one that, I mean, but ultimately she's in charge.
The head bought it.
Fired!
Well, she's gone now.
But the quotes from the company.
It's gone.
We never promised it would work. We just charged $47 million for something that just might work. We didn't know. We don't send any sales support or anything like that.
Since when do you get software that costs that much and get no support with it?
it's preposterous.
Why can't we know that?
Why can't we know what happened there?
We're moving forward. Nobody wants to admit it. We all know why.
In this case, too. Well, if we were moving forward, we'd pay the people back and then some. You know, all these people win money for this and that and this and that and GoFundMe for this person and that person. What about those people? Why? Yeah. You know, they fought them. They said, no, you don't even have a case because you had 6 months to file.
Great investment. Great. A lot of death and blood and money.
But, you know, this guy's been dead over a day. I would think we'd know more than what we know.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess people will care. I don't.
Oh,
really,
they'll care. They'll absolutely
care.
Care,
though. Really? Do you care?
I do. You know, my personal.
Don't. I'm glad he's gone. Fuck him.
My personal feeling is that it's probably incompetence because there's so many incompetent people. There could be just some Yahoo. You know, like the guy says to that works at DTE. You know, give a shit.
You're right. Well, then I don't want him to be named for his sake. Now I'm starting to feel bad for this.
He's working overtime. He's like, he's on his phone. It's time to check Epstein. He's on his fucking phone.
The great sleuth.
Yeah, updating. There's a selfie of him with the jail cells behind him.
He's reading the Epstein document dump. And he forgets.
I almost don't blame him then.
Yeah. I don't either.
He's doing research on who he's guarding.
A couple pictures did leak, though, of them putting him in the ambulance. And even that is creating conspiracy theories.
Do you think it's him?
I think it's him.
I do too.
But people are focusing on that ear, and they're saying, oh my God, look at this other picture. Those ears are completely different. They swapped them out.
Yeah, because they're not...
I think they're 20 years
picture.
Oh, and
the nose, too.
Yeah, the nose is more...
The nose, it looks like his nose
to me. The brow
me.
Is more pronounced, though. I will give him that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is it 10 hours a day, isn't it? That's I put in work.
That's the guy that was
great
guarding
sleuth.
Him. So it's going to be so nauseating.
It's going to get a little tiring.
I refuse to look at any... Because I was hanging out with Bentley yesterday, and we were laughing about it. Because of all the things on his Facebook feed.
Hi, Jim.
Oh, Jim's.
Including a family member retweeted or resented a QAnon post. They pointed out how somebody 4 days ago posted on Reddit that this was going to happen.
I said it was going to happen.
It, yeah, Drew said it was going to happen. Okay,
well, then you're part of the conspiracy, too.
I guess so.
You're part of QAnon.
You also said R. Kelly was going to do the same, so we'll see.
Well, I mean, but somebody could do that could every happen. 5 days or so.
I don't think, you know why I said those? Because I would do it. If I lived the life of Epstein, if I wanted nothing but 15-year-old girls and I could make it happen.
You need to blow a load every three times a day. It's
and
biological.
I got girls coming in on schedule every 4 hours to make me blow up and they're gorgeous. And I've got this other chick who's out finding them and people are recruiting and everything's going great. And then I get busted. It's like, oh no.
But he got away with it.
I got to use every resource. Thank God I trapped Clinton. Thank God I trapped Bill Richards. Thank God I've got Dershowitz. I've got all these people and damn it, they're going to find a way out of this or they're in big trouble. And then they get me out of it. And not only, I don't even go to jail because I'm on work release. I got 16 hours a day. Chicks are coming over while I'm on work release. It's great. I got to spend a few hours in jail. It sucks. But it's over in 13 months. And then I'm back to my millions.
Wow,
I'm back in the
winning.
The biggest mansion in Manhattan. I mean, that's it. I'm looking at it through Jeffrey Epstein's eyes.
I agree.
And then all of a sudden they go, wait a second. We know exactly what happened. It's over. And you're in this jail cell. And
there's still
hope. Orgy Island. You got the girls you want coming there all the time to Orgy Island. You're flying here, there, and everywhere. Your ranch in New Mexico. Your giant mansion in Manhattan. Your Palm Beach house. You just fly around just getting off 3 times a day to the chicks you think are the hottest in the world.
God.
And then you go to sleep. And now you're in a jail cell. I'd kill myself. Wouldn't you?
No, because I would still think I would have that hope of all my money and personal connections that I'm going to get out of it.
He knows it's over.
I mean, if he's a billionaire, he probably thought that somehow, some way, those billions would get him out.
He thought he'd get bail. I bet you he thought he'd get bail.
Like prison food and penis.
When he didn't get bail, I think it was a pretty good message.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
If you blow up 3 times a day, you're going to make yourself blow up.
Oh, God.
No more blow-ups.
It's insane.
I'm sorry.
In the day after all these docs, it's wild.
I don't know.
No, the day after. By the way, the document dumps. Why would that make him commit suicide? I would think Bill Richardson would be committing suicide.
Yeah. Or
George Mitchell.
Or that scientist that's already dead.
Let me ask you this because I honestly just don't know. Now, I know they're going to drop the charges against Epstein because they do that whenever someone dies.
Mm-hmm.
But are these other people who've
got a clean record?
Yeah, these other people who are
record like Aaron Hernandez.
Now, are they going to still go after those other people?
They said they were.
Are they going to release more names?
Oh, I think they'll go after those.
They said they're still, you know, because justice needs to be served for the victims, which is what they do.
George Mitchell's a mighty powerful guy, Senate Majority Leader.
He's 100 years old.
I know, but are they really going to go after
George Mitchell? Is he still a politician?
I think he's retired, isn't
he?
He's 84. Five, I think.
Well, that doesn't mean.
What was he when he was getting off?
Strom
Thurmond's
112, and he was still on King Congress.
How old was he when he's allegedly getting off with a 16-year-old? Like 72, 71.
I don't know.
Weird.
I mean, that's
Who's
a weird name.
And old balls. That's gross.
That's a weird name to just throw out there. George Mitchell. Well, I mean, he almost sounds guilty because it's such a weird name to throw out there.
Well, that's what I say. That's why you know it's true, because how many teenagers know who the fuck George Mitchell is?
They don't even know who he is. Bill Richardson, too.
Well, Bill Richardson.
Oh, every 16-year-old girl that gets Jeffrey Epstein off knows who the ambassador of the UN is. Are you kidding?
Or who Professor Marvin Minsky is.
No. There's also
random person to pick out.
A prince, a prime minister, who she said is well-known. She doesn't know who the fuck it is.
Yeah, foreign prime minister.
And some guy, foreign some president. Hotel magnate, too. And that story sounded very credible, by the way. It was in France.
Mm.
That girl flew all over the place with him.
No.
Father French.
They need to grab Ghislaine and lock her up next.
You know, yesterday was the first time I've seen a picture of Bill Clinton with Jeffrey Epstein.
Really?
I'd never seen that picture before.
Huh.
Actually, I saw two. One where they're just standing up and smiling. And one where they're sitting. I think they're on. Are they in his plane, Brandon? That picture?
They're in some office.
What's that first one? Is that him?
That's with Trump. Because there's a lot of ones with Trump.
Oh, with Trump. He's everywhere with Trump.
Yeah, but you know what? And this hasn't been mentioned much, but didn't those documents kind of exonerate Trump to a point? Because she said that she never saw him.
She said she never, nothing happened with her and Trump. I don't, you know, Trump was on a flight. I mean,
oh, there he is with Clinton. What are they doing there? They probably just were looking at porn on that computer.
Yeah, that picture.
Way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
That picture looks very suspicious.
Is it Photoshopped? I really don't know. I have no idea.
I got to say.
What's the website? What's it from?
TeaPartyPack.org.
Oh, well, come on. It's a great source.
The stupid, well, I think it's a real picture. I saw it everywhere yesterday.
I'm sure it's a real picture.
The stuff with Trump, the video, which, you know, the media just fell in love with the other day, and I don't blame them because it was unbelievably funny.
Snopes says it's a real picture, by the way.
That was just Trump being dopey Trump. I mean, that was Trump like, look at these, you know, these girls who are forced to be there because they're trying to be Miss Universe or something, I think. And so there's like 28 girls. They're grabbing him. He's patting him on the ass. I mean, that just looks like, to me, like standard Trump behavior back in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be today if he wasn't president. Well, who knows? Maybe he still has little parties like that. I don't think so.
What a stupid party. It looked so stupid. Like a dumb party.
Honestly, the dumbest people at that party, the dumbest thing at the party was the way the girls were acting, in my opinion. Not even close.
Why? Because they weren't into it?
No, they were having a ball.
Oh, they were too. Well, they were getting paid.
All dancing.
They're getting a lot of money.
And the girls putting their arms around Trump. And
yeah, I saw one of the girls had made some comment where she said, we were in our 20s and we were all just having a good time. It's not a story.
How could that be a good time? Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump were like the only dudes at the party.
Yeah, it would not be a good time. Although they were getting paid. The human ATM machine must have been there.
I guess they wanted to be Miss Universe. Whatever. All right, let me see what this... Let me get these flight logs in a second here. I can't find anything but summaries, and there was a story I read yesterday that was interesting. It's talked about when this Epstein thing came up in 2007, mm-hmm. or whenever that thing happened, the first deal he got, someone figured out that Bill Clinton was tight with him or had flown with him and said, hey, we understand you've been on you went on a flight with Tucker and Spacey and blah, blah, blah. And, of course, it sounds awful, whether it is or not. And the Clinton Foundation responded and said, Bill Clinton was on 4 flights with Jeffrey Epstein.
Wrong.
And that statement, though, was the official statement. Nothing has been said since. And people insist that he's on 26 plane logs. So that's the only reason why I thought it was like, where are they going?
Wrong.
Who's on the plane? Oh, by the way, Ron Burkle was on one of the flights, too.
Wasn't Trump on a lot of his flights, too?
Ron Burkle's?
Yeah.
No, I think Clinton was on a lot of flights with him.
Wait, what did I say?
Clinton was on Burkle's flight.
Trump?
Said Trump.
I'm sorry, I meant.
Clinton was on.
You want to know why I said Trump? Because I was typing.
What's he doing up there?
Clinton was on Ron Burkle's private plane many times.
Yeah.
And those.
Bad dude.
A little nefarious. Ron Burkle had a 19-year-old girlfriend at the time who had a lot of girlfriends who traveled
with
her, I guess. And it was just looked kind of.
What's wrong with that?
It looked real good. I mean, it sounded like fun, but. So yeah, you know, 26 versus 4. Why would you lie about how many? Well, the Clinton Foundation answered. You know, if I had known about the question, I would have answered. I would have just checked the record and seen it was on 26 planes. But the Clinton Foundation answered, and they didn't. That's all the information they had. I'm sorry.
I was really just having a little fun.
I can't wait for his next book tour with James Patterson. Clinton will be asked all these questions, and he'll have to answer.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah. You know what's weird about James Patterson? You know, he's in that interview where Clinton and Lewinsky just came up because she's doing this impeachment series.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
what is it?
American Crime Story, like the Versace one, the OJ one.
The OJ one.
I don't really know what more she can add to the story that she didn't add in the previous series. But they ran the clip of Clinton with James Patterson, the author.
Yeah.
Where James Patterson like, this is old news. And James Patterson wrote a book about Jeffrey Epstein, which I read, and it barely mentions Bill Clinton. I mean,
convenient.
I'm not sure he did.
He wouldn't have written that other book with Clinton.
I know. I just thought it was very interesting because I was reading the book and I was thinking, well, it's pretty interesting. It's about Epstein in his early days and, you know, later on. And I kept thinking, where's the Clinton part? And I, you know, I'm going to look through it again tonight.
So does it say how Epstein made his money there? Because
it's always
up in the air. No one really knows.
That's what this book is kind of fascinated with, is that he's a billionaire, quote unquote. Well, that doesn't sound true. It sounds like he's more like a 500 millionaire.
Yeah.
But he's got some really valuable property, including that place in Manhattan, which is, I guess, the largest home, single-family home in Manhattan.
Yes,
it's really. It's got those giant front doors, which, by the way, somebody scrawled loves Bill and Hillary on them, I guess, over the weekend.
What asshole's going to buy that house now?
Trump.
Because, you know, no. It'll be some Chinese billionaire. Who needs a write-off? Yeah. But can you imagine them sitting there going, wow, I really want that big, badass house, but it was Jeffrey Epstein's.
I know, the creepy shit that went in there.
It does have fake boobs in near the bathtub.
By the way, a couple of asides. One, how did Jeffrey Epstein not get hit with child porn when he's got a collage of all these underage girls nude in his closet?
It's art!
But that's child porn!
Because he's rich and he had rich, powerful friends.
I know.
Period.
I got to tell you, I think the people involved in that deal should be in a lot of trouble. Not just resigning their cabinet post.
Oh, yeah.
They should be in a lot of trouble. There's a lot of bullshit going on there. But
they won't be.
No, you're right. They won't be.
They won't be.
Because nothing ever happens. We never get to see the picture of the guy who decided to take him off suicide watch. We never send the guy who made the deal to prison.
The Florida was about to blow it, and so we got in charge of something.
It was ridiculous.
That guy should be a hero. He should have a parade for taking him off suicide watch.
And, you know, why didn't they walk in the Florida prosecutor at that moment so he'd go, no, asshole? Because, you know, the media's standing there. They don't know if he's telling the truth. How do you say, no, that didn't happen?
I know.
So the next day, you got to wait for that story to come out. The guy says, no, we had a 53-page indictment. What the fuck?
You know, press conference.
It's so annoying.
Where's Acosta today? Does anybody find him, get a hold of him?
Probably with Ghislaine Maxwell. Where is she, Brandon? Did you Google where's Ghislaine Maxwell?
I did.
Did you tweet it?
I tweeted it out. And
how'd you spell Ghislaine?
Jizzlaine Maxwell.
Is that how you spell it?
So some of the responses that we've got so far, I mean, it's kind of a nothing. It's, who's that dude? Good question. She appears complicit in all of this.
Exactly.
What happened to her in 07 and 08? And then, of course, it just completely derails. With so white supremacy is a hoax, and then there's a link to
what?
Oh, that's that story, what? Brandon. That's that story I was telling you about. Did you hear about this cop in Muskegon?
Yeah, with the KKK thing on his wall.
Man, be a little more aware of staging your house if that's the case.
He was trying to run the black guy off.
Is that really? That's his excuse.
That's what someone said.
Well, what happened?
Someone speculated.
What happened is a black guy went to look at this house to buy it, and this guy had a couple.
KKK-abilia. Who doesn't have that?
What's the flag called? The
Confederate flag.
The Confederate flag, and then he framed his application to the Ku Klux Klan.
Was his application?
I thought it was. Well, maybe it's not. If it's his, that's a really bad way to run the guy off.
I thought it was a historical artifact of the KKK.
Well, maybe it is.
Maybe there was that, too. I didn't know it was his application.
No, I think that's a very important question.
Who puts that up in their house?
And hang it in their bedroom.
Weird.
You know, it's funny because I keep saying this, and I heard someone else said this the other day. Do you know any white supremacists?
Do I know any?
Do you know any?
No.
I don't either.
No. I know a lot of rednecks.
But I mean, when you watch, when you sit, like when I have CNN for hours, like the last week, you go, God, there's got to be some white supremacists in my life. They're fucking everywhere. I mean, it feels
maybe,
like
maybe
they're
you don't
everywhere.
Know. Maybe you don't know until you walk in their bedroom and see
them. Well, maybe not. But I'm a white guy, and it sounds like they're all, you know, successful white, you know,
successful
people. Well, I don't know.
They're typically
successful? Powerful. I don't know. I mean, they're everywhere, it seems. But you would think, being a white person who walks around people with some resources, that you'd find some white supremacists trying to keep other people down.
Yeah. I don't know. With as much as you hear about it, you think that. Yeah, there'd be.
Yeah,
one
you'd think you'd walk
corner
in somebody's house and see a KKK application once in a while.
Sure.
But yeah, so anyway, this is a cop, and he was involved in a shooting in 2009. So they're reinvestigating the shooting, and the shooting, I'm trying to remember the story. The guy that he shot had actually taken his, God, I should look it up. Can you look it up, Brandon? It's kind of an interesting story.
Yeah, by the way, they don't say whose application it was. He said he just saw that it was a KKK application framed on the wall.
Could he say he got it at a flea market and he thought it was valuable?
Yeah, he could.
Okay, it just gave him his answer.
In your bedroom.
I don't know.
It's really weird.
I don't know.
I mean, anywhere
well,
in the house
is
weird.
Shot but... collected Nazi stuff. Remember that?
Yeah.
You know, actually, you know
well,
who
so
else did?
The
guitarist for Kiss. Ace Frehley. He collected Nazi stuff.
So did the girl with all the tattoos. Didn't she?
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
She got in a lot of trouble.
The one was with Tiger.
Ooh. Yeah.
The Tiger one?
Yeah. And was with...
Yeah.
So it looks like Charles Anderson previously was involved in an officer shooting investigation, according to WOOD. He shot and killed Julius Johnson in September of 2009 after a routine traffic stop. Jones was a passenger in the car. When the driver pulled away, Anderson shot him. The two fought in an alleyway. And he later told investigators that he feared for his life.
Did,
and at
I
the time,
that
the end
for the
end
some
of
reason
the
I thought that I thought that
an investigation.
I thought the driver hit him with something like his own. I don't. They said it was his radio or something. It was a weird story. Mm-hmm. But I didn't even know it was a traffic stop, so I'm not really up on this story.
Hmm. You're right. You're right, Mark. Who stages their house like that?
Yeah, no. It's even if you want to run them off, that's.
I tell you this: all this race conversation. It's not that that I hate anybody of any race. I just am so worn out on race right now because I got in a conversation the other day where someone was telling me they think that a lot of these mass killers, these white guys who aren't arrested, like the El Paso guy, he lived.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying that if these mass killers were black, they would all be shot.
Oh, I don't believe that.
And I just don't believe when a mass shooter, I don't think the cops give a fuck who it is.
They don't. Well, they don't know.
I don't, but
they don't know.
People,
they're trying to take down the active shooter. That's,
there
I think it's
there are
a
lot of people who believe that. They believe that these white mass killers are alive because they're white. And, you know, you can't.
I think that's wrong. But
I think it's wrong, too. But, you know, it is weird. I have to admit.
We did kill the two in San Bernardino. They didn't. Although they were minorities, weren't they? White shooters have been killed plenty of times.
Yeah, they've been killed, but there's a lot of them that have lived. But they tend to be real pussies, like the El Paso guy. He gave himself up.
Yeah,
he came to police.
Or
why did Dylan Roof live?
Dylan Roof, yeah.
Yeah, weird haircut. How,
did he turn himself in?
Because he got out of there. Yeah,
is that some racist cop? That
yeah, remember they pulled him over, and then the cops gave himself a high five when they got him.
Oh, all right. How far in are we, Brandon?
45 minutes.
Okay, at this Jackson Point.
45 minutes.
Good point to point out that they're stacking them deep and selling them cheap. Selling cars like candy bars, slinging heaps to all good peeps. These are a few good things our friends at Zotford and Holly are all about. Plus, some would say they're poets and they just might know it. Either way, Zotford is known for their massive inventory, award-winning coffee, leather massage chairs, fresh movie-style popcorn, foosball, incredible deals, and fast, friendly customer service. So if you're interested in supporting the podcast and saving big piles of cash while buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, head to Zot Ford today. That's where Gary, Gabara, Anthony, Janie, Stacy, or any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County will make all of your automotive dreams come true, just like Pedro. Surf their bombastic deals, the massive inventory, dealsinthed.com.
All of your wildest dreams will come true.
And $1,500. $1,500. That's a lot of money. That's what you could save. And there's a lot of people who talk about getting LASIK, talk about, well, I just need, you know, got to put the cash aside or whatever, because it is elective. I don't suppose there are insurance companies that ever cover LASIK, do they?
I don't know.
Well,
they'll cover your eye exam, most of them.
Oh, yeah. They'll cover certain things, but $1,500 off is very significant if you're thinking about LASIK surgery, not just because of the total cost, but because there's a lot to save. In 2019, 20 years into doing this, Dr. Yaldo has done LASIK for 30,000 satisfied patients. They get better than 20/20 vision in many cases. It's a safe surgery. Corrective surgery is about quality of life. It's been determined to be the safest surgery in all of medicine. He's also performed over 20,000 multifocal lens exchange procedures. That also eliminates reading glasses for those 45 and over to go along with 20/20 or better far vision. Takes a few minutes. It's painless. You might not even know it's over. You go, what? And you'll get to throw all those contacts, glasses, and readers in the garbage. Plus, save $1,500. Mention Drew and Mike sent you. If you've been thinking about LASIK, maybe this is the time where you can save a little money. It's so easy. Go to Dr. Yalow for a free evaluation. You're under no obligation to do anything. You might end up going, you know what? I think I'll just get some new glasses. Go look at the frames. Look at the sunglasses. Tell them you support the podcast. Or call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center.
I finally found the picture of the KKK application. It's not filled in. It does look like it's a historical artifact, or whatever that's worth.
You know, he hasn't said that, though, because I was thinking, I don't know why I do this. I always try to put myself in the mind of the criminal. I go, I'd say it was just it was very valuable. It's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, but as this guy who searched the house said...
By the way, the KKK makes you fill out an application? What the fuck is that?
Well, how else are you going to prove?
Hey, can we call the KKK hotline? Do we still have the number?
I think we do.
Because I want to find out, does everyone have to fill out an application?
Well, maybe back in the day.
When they noticed something disturbing. They didn't know it, but the house belonged to Muskegon police officer Charles Chuck Anderson.
It was a four-wing Confederate flag, so I'm like... I'm not liking this. There's one plaque on the wall. So I walk over to the wall and I read the plaque and it said KKK application. So I was like, I'm done. I say, I want to get out of here right now.
The couple put their findings on Facebook and it got the attention of the community, leading to city officials announcing that Anderson was on leave pending an investigation. We went to the home to talk to Anderson, who was there, but his wife came to the door.
Can't say anything right now. Wish we could, because it would probably set a lot of things straight, but...
He's not.
Correct.
He's not a member of the Klan.
No, he's not.
Okay.
The incident has the attention of the Muskegon County NAACP.
He's just got an application on the wall.
I ask her, did you approve of the decor in the bedroom?
I know you think that. I think most women would not want a KKK application on the wall.
I would think that'd be any application hanging in the wall.
Terminated from the bachelor pad.
Yes, maybe he fought over that, and that's the one he's just, all right, fine.
There is no decor in my house on the top level that I have picked out.
Oh, I don't think
I'm not consulted.
Not really, no. Kristen just says, hey, hang this here.
Well, that's kind of bullshit.
Well, upstairs.
Is it a chicky upstairs?
If it was just me, the walls would be bare.
What?
Yeah.
That's not fun.
No. I have a good basement, though.
You know, the walls are a responsibility. They'd probably be bare if it was up to me, too. But I feel like other people will say something.
What are you talking about? Look at this room. You're constantly hanging things up in this room.
I know, but it's supposed to have atmosphere.
Upstairs, you have a couple.
The rest of the house.
You have the John
Lennon. No, because I feel like I have to have something.
So you wouldn't have your Lennon prints hanging upstairs? Over the couch.
Eventually, I probably would.
Yeah, those pictures stink, by the way. What's that?
God.
What a cheap shot.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, changing the subject after a cheap shot.
Paul Financial Hotline is open here in the DealsNindy.com studios. Click the link on the Drew and Mike Show website. Fill out the online form. Paul Financial will get to you back, but fast. 750 five-star reviews. Or you can go to DrewandMike.HallFG.com or call 248-308-5000. Boy, I feel bad using the Paul Financial Hotline to call the KKK Hotline. Something doesn't seem right about this. But it's not. I mean, it's the hotline. It's our fault if you don't like this, not Hall Financial's.
She went away for the holidays. Says she's going to LA. She never got that. She never got that.
Great song.
She never got that, they say, yeah. She went away for the holidays. Says she's going to LA.
Nice hotline, KKK.
Greetings from the loyal white knight to the KKK. If you're white and proud, join the crowd. Leave name and number.
Really good at running.
And I will get back to you. Check out The Loyal White Knights on Netflix by punching KKK in your search engine for the Klan's fight for white supremacy.
No, I'm not punching that in any search engine.
Also, Monday night, 8 Eastern time, called The Klan Talk Show at 605-475-4927. The code is 216366. Pound. Again, that number is 605-475-4927. 27 and the code is 2163.
Guys, a southern accent. Of course.
Why do you need a
pound.
Code if you're giving it out on the
white and proud? Join the crowd. White power.
Cool rhyme.
Yeah,
that's it.
I think I got the wrong number.
Shit. Losers.
Away from me. Shit. Took my baby away. Took her away. Away from me.
Ramones.
Hey! Ho!
I kind of want to call back and leave a different message.
I don't know where my baby can be. They took her from me. They took her from me.
And I want to leave the message of,
I don't know where my baby can be. They took her from me. They took her from me.
Fuck those guys.
The resident.
If I could find the drop.
Slow down.
Go back.
Call back just to leave that message.
I don't know. I don't think I want to taunt the KKK hotline.
Why? What
are you... Well, I used to think it was like four guys, but
go
it sounds like it's
black.
Half the country now.
Are they kind of the passe white supremacy group? Or are
yeah, I think they probably are.
They're struggling to keep
they're
it
like AM
up
radio
these,
and the white supremacy movement.
These hot new young hip white supremacy groups. Give me a break.
They're losers.
Okay. Well, let's see. Any left in the Epstein story?
Not really.
I'm looking forward to more document dumps, honestly.
Are there going to be any more?
Yeah, yeah, there's more. There's absolutely more. All right, 1997, now President Trump flew in a plane belonging to jet-setting financier Jeffrey Epstein, joined a recently accused child track
what's he doing up there?
A trip from Palm Beach to Newark, New Jersey. Dozens of flight logs were released. This is August 9th. 14-page indictment for Epstein. He's actually exploited. We know that. New flight manifest shows Trump joining Epstein, Epstein's brother Mark, Ghislaine Maxwell, and others on a flight from Palm Beach International to Newark Liberty International Airport, January 5, 1997.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Trump and Epstein were neighbors and friends in Palm Beach, though they eventually had a falling out. Trump claimed in July he was never a fan, but in 2002 described Epstein as a terrific guy. You know that story where Trump says, and he certainly likes the ladies, a bit on the younger side.
Yeah,
you know, quote.
Yeah.
That's like the only quote I usually read about Trump, and that he's not a fan, and that they had a falling out kicked in 2009, him out, yeah. Kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. Clinton has some pretty nice quotes about Jeffrey Epstein, too. Not about he likes women on the younger side. But I never really read any of those until yesterday, either. And it was the same story, I guess, that Vanity Fair did, where they quoted, they called Clinton and Trump, and they both had wonderful things to say about him.
Which was a total kiss-ass story.
Oh, my God,
because Epstein got to the editor.
The editor, cut out a lot of stuff.
Is that editor still working?
I don't know.
Can we put that editor's picture up there, too? Anybody that's helped him along the way?
Unsealed documents also include a number of 2016 deposition by Jeffrey, Virginia Jeffrey, where she addressed certain claims made by journalist Sharon Churcher about her interactions with Clinton and Trump. Jeffrey said, Jeffrey told me that Donald Trump was a good friend of his, but disputed Trump flirted with her or had any sex with any girls on the flight. I didn't physically see him do anything with any of the girls. I can't say who he had sex with or not in his whole life. She also said she never saw Trump at any of Epstein's homes. She described flying on jets with Clinton. She flew on jets with Clinton? This girl did?
Yes, so, yeah.
That editor, by the way, is Graydon Carter. Never really heard of
him.
Is he
still she? Is it a he or she?
It's a dude.
Is he still working?
I don't believe so. I think he stopped in Vanity Fair in 2017.
Jeffrey described flying on jets with Clinton, but said she did not see Clinton on Epstein's personal helicopter firsthand. She told her she flew Bill. Ghislaine told her she flew Bill in the black helicopter that Jeffrey bought her.
What? I flew in on a helicopter.
Wait, not the one you could cuddle on?
Clinton flew in a black helicopter?
Oh, no. It's the New World Order. Whatever happened to the New World Order? That kind of fizzled out.
Yeah, it is really.
I guess they became the globalists.
They'll probably revive themselves like the KKK and white supremacy.
What's he doing up there?
Do you have to apply to be in the New World Order?
I don't know. No, I don't think you need an application.
Frame a New World Order application.
I've never heard anyone say they were in the New World Order. It was only people talking about the New World Order.
That's rule number one.
Has anyone ever... Oh, okay. Statement released in July by former President Bill Clinton's press secretary claimed that in 2002 and 3, Bill Clinton took a total of 4 trips on Jeffrey Epstein's airplane. 1 to Europe, 1 to Asia, 2 to Africa. But a Washington Examiner review of the flight manifest record show Clinton actually went on at least 27 flights on Epstein's Lolita Express during at least 6 trips, not 4. The July statement from Clinton also claimed the former president only met with Epstein beginning in the early 2000s, but That has also been disproven following revelations that Epstein met Clinton years before, when Epstein visited the White House multiple times in the early and mid-1990s and when Clinton attended a three-hour fundraising dinner in 1995 where Epstein was present. Epstein's residence in July. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never... I don't know. I'm not sure why Bill Clinton would lie about Epstein. It seems like...
What do you mean?
It doesn't seem like it just... If you're Bill Clinton, lying is just never going to work.
I don't know. Worked for him before in certain things.
Not really.
Support him no matter what.
I mean, the problem when you're president, you lie, you know, you go, I did not have sex that well. I mean, it gets played and played and played. I bet his face just gets beat red every time he sees that
Imagine
thing.
Hillary's face. James Patterson's, too.
I love the tweet, too, about the... this person was supposed to watch Jeffrey Epstein last night at the prison or whatever, and it's Hillary Clinton with a mustache and a wig.
Yeah.
It's funny as hell.
Funny.
Clinton took her repeated plays. Actress since... Wait. Bill Clinton took repeated trips on the Lolita Express, the private passenger jet owned by a billionaire, with an actress in softcore porn movies whose names appear in Epstein's address book under an entry for massages.
Ooh.
And the flight logbooks obtained by Gawker. The logs, this is, of course, a couple years ago. The logs also show that Clinton shared more than a dozen flights with a woman who federal prosecutors believe procured underage women. Oh, that's Ghislaine. Okay.
Ghislaine. Yeah, because when this was written, a lot of these players weren't known.
See, still no flight logs, though. I keep reading about the flight logs that say, you know.
Yeah, I tell you, they're really hard.
Bill Clinton, so-and-so, so-and-so, female, female, female.
I'll print them out for you, but it's 75 pages.
No, I don't want 75 pages. I just want the
ones involving. I don't
want
to go through them.
Bill Richardson.
Brandon, we go through
Bill Clinton, George Mitchell, and, you know.
Sounds like we have a job for Brandon.
I think Tom should do it.
Oh, yeah, that'll get done. The problem, you know what the real problem is looking at them, is it's real. They're really hard to read.
Yeah. I just don't understand. Why can't someone just, you know, give you a summary of those flights that these people who are mentioned, Alan Dershowitz would be another one. Yeah. Why do they have to give you the whole, it's like they're making it hard. Because I've read stories, again, where it's a little more specific, but...
sounds super hard.
Kellen, that's Sarah Kellen. And Ghislaine Maxwell only 11 flights before any of the allegations became public, according to the pilot's logbooks. In 2002, Clinton, his aide Doug Band, and Clinton's Secret Service tailor sent on a flight from Japan to Hong Kong with Epstein, Maxwell, Kellen, and two women only described as Janice and Jessica.
Sexy names.
1 month later, records show Clinton hopped a ride from Miami to Westchester on a flight that also included Epstein, Maxwell, Kellen, and a woman described as one female. Clinton recruited Epstein to make his plane available for a week-long anti-poverty, anti-AIDS tour of Africa. Oh, boring. Sorry. With Kevin Spacey, Chris Tucker, billionaire creep Ron Burkle, Clinton confidant Gail Smith. Who's Gail Smith? Clinton confidant.
I have no idea.
Who is that? G-A-Y-L-E Smith? Is she hot? I'm suspicious. And others. Who are the and others? Logs show that trip that Maxwell, Kellen, and a woman named Shantae Davis joined the entourage for Friday. Okay, Shantae Davis. Is Marky Post on any of these flight logs?
That was at his house, wasn't it?
Marky Post?
House, yeah.
No, she was just showing up in all these odd cities. That, like, if Clinton went to Charleston, West Virginia, Marky Post would be there.
Yeah.
If Clinton went to Chicago, she wouldn't be there.
Who's Cindy?
If Clinton went to Rockford, Illinois, hey, Marky Post again.
Cindy Lopez is on a bunch of these, whoever the hell Cindy Lopez is.
Here's Gail Smith.
Is she hot?
No.
Ah! She's all yours.
No.
Not it.
No.
Here's a Clinton one.
She's a beard.
But yeah, see, looking at this, they use initials for everybody. And of course,
what?
J.E. and G.M. are on almost every flight. Who?
Oh, Shantae Davis is hot.
Where is she? We'll see her.
There you go.
Jessica's on a lot of flights, too.
Wow.
Wow. Who's Jessica?
The one you mentioned. You said it was Janice and Jessica.
No, I know, but who is she?
Mm-hmm.
Shantae Davis is an actress now?
That's what it says.
Let's see.
Here.
She was in The Hangover?
There you go.
Really?
Who did she play in
Pretty
The Hangover?
Pretty cute.
She on Mr. Skin?
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't even...
Who's she? She's not underage. She's not there for Epstein. David, wait. Davies. Wait, is this Davis Dave or Davies? Davies? Oh, Davies. It's spelled with an S. That's the wrong Shantine Davis. It's not Shantae Davies. His little Davies, one of 27 women listed in the book under an entry for Massage California, one of six listed massage girls Epstein kept in various locales, with a total of 160 names around the globe. Oh, my God.
A lot of these, too, they just have, like first names. Like, this one just says Roger. So who the hell is Roger?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at this, and you know, this is really interesting, because Clark and I used to have this conversation. It's like, Mike, it seems, I used to tell him this, it seems like, because he'd describe his flights, I go, boy, it sure seems loose.
Yeah.
You know, you got Trish and this person and that person, and you know, do you have to check it? No, not really. I mean, I'm just
going. Oh boy,
just go get on the plane and go. And you know, this is a guy flying all over the world, and the flight log says Jessica S K A P J G.
Well, we know who most
J G G M A P.
I think it's J E for Jeffrey Epstein because he's on a lot of these.
This is the flight log though. Cindy Lopez J G G M S.
Who is
S-P-A-P.
Who's Joe Pagano? Have you ever heard of a Joe Pagano?
No.
Joe Pagano's on a few flights.
Ed Tuttle's on some flights,
here's,
too.
Here's Bill. Oh, related to Joanna? Bill Clinton and Doug Band, which you talked about, with three Secret Service members.
But, you know, this is...
Naomi Campbell!
Yeah, she's on a flight.
With Bill Clinton? Okay, you mentioned that one.
Whoa!
What? Didn't you mention that they were on the same
flight? No, I didn't say that today.
With 10 Secret Service members, Bill Clinton, Doug Band, Naomi Campbell... J-E-G-M and S-K.
But there are flights where Secret Service is shed. They're not with them.
Yeah, I haven't come across those ones yet. Oh, look at this. Same as above. They're getting lazy.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. It's so that's J-E-G-M-S-K. President Bill Clinton. Doug Band. Danielle. Jessica. And then for the next four flights, same as above.
Can you Google Jessica, Brandon?
You Google kidding. Jessica. Look her up on Skin. Sean Riley? Who's Sean Riley?
Good question.
Cindy Lopez again. Cindy Lopez.
Where's the Jeffrey kid? The Virginia Jeffrey? Is there a VG?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Well, she was on the flight. They mentioned that she was on the flight with Clinton and Epstein and Ghislaine.
Here's J-E, one female. J-E, one female. Huh? J-E, one female.
What's that mean?
Shelley Lewis. Is that the lady that did... The Lamb? What's her name? Oh, that's Sherry Lewis.
Oh.
Shelley Lewis.
She's too old to be on a flight with Clinton.
You never know. They like puppets, like Prince Andrew. Lamb Chop.
Okay.
Shelley Lewis again.
Hey, sweet thing. My name's Geppetto, because I make the ladies my puppets.
<There's> Prince Andrew.
There are free... August, amazing August specials at the offices of Dr. Roche. Boy, they got this picture of a free syringe of Restylane. $600 with our amazing August specials. And wow, she looked good. I don't know if this girl needs Restylane, to be honest. Get Diva Tight in just 3 minutes. Get quick relief from urinary incontinence, painful or under stimulation during intercourse. Overstretching. Overstretching? That is a real thing? Minimal discount, no downtime, minimal discomfort, I'm sorry, no downtime, no adverse event solution. Diva!
Where's Trudy when you need her?
Three package.
Stretch! Three, do the read.
Three treatment package, $3,850. Is regularly $4,500. So it's $650 off on that. Plus get a free G shot. That's a $1,200 value. And a free syringe of Restylane. You'll like that. One Diva treatment. $1,200, regular $1,500. Get a free syringe of Restylane. Hey, how about that? Body sculpting, $500 off one area of body tight, 360 lipo. Woo! DRROs. Roche. Yeah. 248-338-1110. 248-338-1110. Or go to DRROCHE. Do it. And Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan. As you know, for client service, they're big supporters of the show. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. Boy, they do. 19 days is their average. The industry average is 44 days. They get to you fast. If you just click the link on our website, fill out the online form, you're on your way to a refi because they'll get back to you fast, and they will hold your hand. If you've never done a refi before, they are great people to work with because they won't make you feel like an idiot, and they'll hold your hand and help you through this what can be a very rigorous, difficult process, they make it easy at Hall Financial. Also, they shop around for rates. I mean, you work with some people, you get their rate, that's it. David Hall and Hall Financial will shop around and look for a better rate for you. And they look to save you money on a refi, and they've done it for so many of our listeners. I don't know how many tips we've had in the last week. I'll have to check. But remember, lower payments, better options, more personal attention from Hall Financial. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. And you can
Thanks for the tip.
You can call them. 248-308-5000. What? Did you Google Jessica?
I did. I actually just Googled Jessica with Jeffrey Epstein. Nothing really pops up now. But on another note, I want to thank you for giving me tickets to the Detroit Tigers game.
Yes.
I was able to assault the buffet a la Tom Mazzaway.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was great.
But I'm kind of disappointed in Brandon. Did he tell you who else was up there and he didn't talk to
I
him?
I know. I was disappointed.
He could have secured another interview at least for No Filter Sports.
Juwan Howard was assaulting the buffet as you were assaulting it? Was that what it was?
Yeah, he was sitting down eating there. He ended up being interviewed during the game as well, but not in the championship.
Did you photobomb it or video bomb it?
No. No, I didn't want to approach him. He was
how excited I got at the possibility of Brandon just walking behind.
He was having
Juwan
dinner
Howard.
With a bunch of people who looked important, and I just didn't want to be that guy.
Hey, you're in the Champions Club. You're important too.
Yeah, that's right. That's why he's in the Champions Club, because you're like the worst person left to deal with.
You're right.
As opposed
though.
To in the stands where there's no end.
Yeah.
Gosh, yeah. I saw a few other people in there. I saw Kelly Rowe. She's with Fox, and she's
oh
a good,
Kelly Rowe.
Yeah, she's a good Twitter follower and follow and
mighty curvy too. Just saying, and it's a compliment. I'm not putting her down.
Dave Rosma was there.
Was he holding court?
Rosma. No, that's his job, Mark.
It's so funny.
Well, he's a judge. Judge Rosma. Yeah,
his occupation is holding court.
It's so funny you say that because I heard someone boisterous talking behind me, and I turned around, and there's Rosie. And I explained to Kristen and our friends, hey, that's Dave Rosma. And I explained who he was. And then I mentioned, yeah, he's holding court. And then later I had talked to Drew, and I said, hey, I saw Rosie. And your first question was he holding court? And then when Mark came down today and I was telling him, you know, hey, I saw Rosie. Was he holding court? So.
No, he's an amazing court holder. He's a great guy. He's always in a great mood. He loves talking baseball, too.
Speaking of baseball.
He's a lot of fun. He just is.
Speaking of baseball and talking baseball, tomorrow in studio.
Oh! Oh, my God. I completely forgot. Yeah, Gibby. Mm-hmm. Kirk Gibson. Are the Tigers off tomorrow?
Well, it's Monday, yeah. Typically, aren't they typically off Monday?
You know, usually Monday.
They've
or
been out of tear,
Thursday.
By the way. Three out of the last.
They're great.
Did they win Sunday?
They won when I went, which was pretty cool.
You're the good luck charm.
You know, I have to admit, I'm kind of a fan of Demerit so far. Mm. I know he's hitting like 200, but I think he's got a big bat. I think he'll hit some home runs. I don't know what else he'll do. I mean, you know, these guys come up and it's like, who knows who they are? And you watch it for a couple days. I like the way he swings the bat. He runs well. I know he's unfinished. I mean, I'm not sure if he's really a tool that's part of a future great team, but I'm just, he's athletic. That's saying something, I guess.
Ask Gibby about it because he's coming in for his foundation, the Kirk Gibson Foundation for Parkinson's. They're teaming up with the Michigan Parkinson's Foundation to create Everybody versus Parkinson's, and they're going to host a big old party at Motor City Soundboard.
Cool.
Yeah, and they have a golf outing coming up, and a lot of stuff that he wants to talk about, and I'll talk baseball, and yeah.
You want to talk about hunting, guns, gun laws?
Yeah, why not?
Gibby, he's a smart guy. He's involved in a lot of stuff. He's not afraid to speak his mind. I'd be curious to see what he has to say. I mean, honestly.
Are you saved for the end, though?
It doesn't have to be a shitty thing.
It's not a shitty thing.
He probably represents the thoughts of more people in Michigan than anybody in this room does.
Responsible gun owners?
Yeah, I think he's probably a responsible gun owner, and he loves to hunt. I mean, he loves hunting, as far as I know. So,
but I'm looking forward. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're right. You probably should ask it last because we don't want to talk about guns for 25 minutes. Or mass shootings. That topic, that's what was so weird about last week. I'm looking at the download numbers. I mean, I just like going, what's going on? And I'm like, whoa, look at all those people listening on, I think it's the Tuesday show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what did we do? And
Maz wasn't
it's here. Really, it,
I'm just kidding.
It's like mass shooting week.
Yeah,
I mean, that was an important topic virtually every day. I thought
people want to hear your take on it, man.
It's just a dreadful topic, though. I mean, I would almost think the show would go downhill after a mass shooting. Because, you know, as soon as it happened, a couple of people called and said, hey, just want to say, I'm going to be checking out for a couple weeks. I'm so tired of this topic. And I wrote them back and I said, me too. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, but I think we handle it in a different fashion than, say, the news media handles it. Or I like to think that we do.
I hope so. I mean,
it's real talk.
Real dumb talk.
You know what I mean? A lot of people will just shy away from talking about it at all. But yet, then when you're with your friends, you're going to talk about it from every angle. By the way, Walmart seems to really be under assault lately. Like all these, have you seen all these stories with Walmart?
Yes, yes, I did.
What is going on? And this guy, the guy locally that got in trouble for saying he was going to go to Walmart to see what happens.
Well, you know.
Why are you saying stuff like that?
I can't remember the word. Oh, thresholds. The word thresholds. I really believe, you know, as I read that story, and it referred to other types of things that when they start happening, they're more inclined to happen again. Because certain people who are at the low ebb or some really small corner of the world, some very depressed, angry place, go, hey, that's a solution for me. Mm-hmm. And it might be one in, you know, a billion people, but nonetheless, it's maybe one more than there would have been if two other people hadn't done it the month before. So I think that's common where we see more people doing threatening.
Well, the FBI is worried about copycats.
Yeah, you have to be worried about that because, you know, who would ever think people would copycat those two idiots at Columbine, Klebold and Harris? I'm ashamed that I know their names. Who would think people would copycat Elliot Rodger, the incel, you know, the guy that can't get laid?
Clearly people that never saw the 90s movie Copycat starring Holly Hunter. Did you ever see that terrible movie?
Who's in it?
Holly Hunter.
I love terrible movies, by the way. You know what I almost watched over the weekend?
I think Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, God, Harry
Isn't
Connick.
Is he in that movie?
You know, when I see his name associated with anything, even if he's
you
the
fall
guest,
asleep?
If he's the guest and McCartney and Ringo are on too, I skip the show. I just see his name and I go, no! He's just such milquetoast.
I know. I can't believe he had a talk show. He'd be the last person I would hire for a talk show.
But what did you say before that?
Holly Hunter.
Oh, bad movies.
Here we go.
Last
Sigourney
night,
Weaver.
Last night, I almost watched the new Nick Cage movie.
Cyberese.
What
movie is it?
I don't know. It looked just bad enough that it might be good.
Yeah.
That's high praise.
But then I saw that Rotten Tomatoes, it was like 15 and 23. And I thought, well, just one of those numbers. If like the fans' number was higher, like maybe 50,
yeah,
maybe I could have watched it. Do we have the trailer for the new Nick Cage movie?
Is it
the picture's hilarious because Nick's getting a little older, and he looks really.
I mean, there's so he has so many movies out. I don't even know what movie it is.
Is it Running with the Devil?
Oh no,
is
it's wait
a score to settle.
Yes, a score to
really?
Settle. That's it. Oh, you got to see the trailer. Tell me if I'm nuts. I just thought I might get some laughs at this movie and be entertained. I think they blow shit up and stuff.
The plot is an ex-enforcer for a local crime syndicate has vowed to enact retribution on his mob boss 19 years after wrong imprisonment. The only thing diverting his violent plans is a newfound relationship with his beloved son.
That sounds messy. So cliche.
Check this out. A score to settle.
And cliches.
You're not going to run, put up a fight. Sorry, man.
Time keeps marching on. Ain't nothing we can do about it.
Good one.
About everything.
We just shot somebody.
You got a score to settle.
I know. Got a lot of scores to settle.
19 years. Scores have to be settled.
Ooh! Got the title in.
I've never heard the title in a trailer.
Hey, there was a...
Where do you think you're going, Pops?
That's a 226 clone.
Want to suck on it?
You kids like them because you think they look cool. Truth is, it's one of the most unreliable firearms in the world.
What else do you want?
And a 9mm. Something Italian.
Nosy stuff, man.
Who's doing donuts in a parking lot?
Is it really worth it? People are gonna die either way.
What if you get killed first?
At least I get to take a few of them down with me.
Is he impersonating Dylan from 90210? Wow.
Wow, that is intense.
That's true. I've seen that. I've watched that.
It looked more interesting the first time I saw it. I think he's dying, too. He's running out of time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's got to settle those scores.
That's why he's
got to
settle the
quick.
Score. Yeah. I just figured if he's settling scores, it's going to be action-packed, right?
Sounds terrible.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely thought it would be terrible, but I just thought, you know, with all the Nick Cage stuff, it might be fun just to catch up on a bad Nick Cage movie.
Did you ever read that?
If anybody saw it, by the way, will you please let me know?
Did you ever read that big article, that interview?
Oh, it was crazy.
Nicolas Cage?
With Nick?
He is literally, or he was, I think he's done.
Oh, the Holy Grail.
He's really looking for the literal Holy Grail. But
I
he
know.
Had some
That's
other,
high praise.
How cool is that?
He had some other really weird comments in that piece.
Okay,
It's really fun.
The dog days of summer are here. That can only mean one thing. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire with their summer clearance event. The all-new 2020 models are on their way, and our friends at Zot need to make some room. So it's time for the lowest of the low lease payments on your next new ride from Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. How about leasing a new 19, not new, but pretty damn new, no miles, a new 19 Jeep Compass as low as $166 a month, or a 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $248 a month. And then those Ram trucks, people just love them. Lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Big Horn Edition as low as $149 a month. During Zot's summer clearance event, the longer you wait, the fewer low-priced rides you will have to choose from. So don't delay. Surf their soon-to-not-be-so-massive inventory at dealsandindy.com because you're going to be buying.
Hey, Brandon, when you were talking about the Twitter trends,
yeah,
you said both Trump body count and Clinton body count were trending, right?
Yeah, yes. I saw them both trending yesterday.
Because Donald Trump Jr. just said, Twitter allowing Trump body count to trend while Clinton body count has way more tweets but isn't trending is peak Twitter.
Well, currently
trending. What's he talking about?
Well, earlier I was looking at it when I said it, and those were the top three. Epstein suicide cover-up, Trump body count, and Clinton body count. Well, now Clinton body count is gone, so I don't know.
But I was going to Twitter because did you see Anne-Marie Laflamme's tweet with Brad Galley in it?
Is there a problem?
No. Well, they did.
Is she wearing something from the tight dress store?
She was throwing out the first pitch.
Yes.
Nice.
With him. And so there's a God, I can't find it.
Did you see Bill Walton's first pitch?
Yeah.
Disaster.
Yeah. Bad.
So, oh, here it is. First pitch with Brad Galley. Such a fun night with our family and friends. Thank you, Alliance Cat. I don't know what that is. And something else for inviting us. It's a really good picture of her. And then some guy wrote, you look gorgeous. And Brad Galley wrote, thank you. It actually made me laugh out loud when I saw
Can
that.
Somebody say hello? Good morning, Dimples. Can we?
No one has said
that in there.
We post the video.
Oh, here she is with her. Oh, she's got a whole bunch of hot
friends. Whoa, is that on?
Whoa, what?
Oh, have a wonderful
Bunchable
birthday.
Social must have been just
Brandon,
crazy.
Can you read the messages, please?
Oh, five very sexy ladies. Yeah, it was her birthday. Hell yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Anne Marie.
I've been in that alley. She's at the Punchbowl Social.
Yeah. I like that place.
I've been there.
I've been there, too. It's just a lot of happy birthdays, and there's nothing creepy here.
Vera knows this is how beautiful they are.
So sexy.
Where's her first pitch? I want to see how her first pitch went.
So sexy.
Oh, was that at Jimmy John's Field?
Yeah. There was a really cool. Did you see the first pitch at the Cincinnati Reds game that the tennis player did?
No.
I guess she's dating one of the players or whatever, but she hit the baseball with her tennis racket, like a serve, right down the fucking middle.
Really?
It was kind of cool.
Oh, she must have practiced it. That is pretty cool.
I don't know why.
It's different.
We always see so many bad first pitches.
Any good comments, Brandon?
I don't know. Here she is golfing.
Oh, that's a good
golfing.
Picture.
Good morning, love. That's the God. That's our Dimples guy.
Good morning, he's changing love. It up.
Good morning, love. You are so fantastic on TV this morning.
Oh, I beat up four times.
That dress fits you so great.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. It does, but. I mean, honestly, isn't it just weird that all these people are following Anne-Marie Laflamme, who's pretty, I mean, she's very good at what she does, but
yeah.
And typing out these comments on her, I don't know, I just,
well,
I would,
that's
think, she, I would
weird
think she
part.
Would flip out. And I would I, think she'd go, this is gross, I gotta get this down.
We know why people are following her, but to write the comments is really weird.
Maybe she's trying to be an influencer.
You are so damn fine, and you have an incredible body. If you were my woman, I'd put a ring on your finger.
Shut up. Click on him.
Who
click
said
on him.
That?
I want to see
who?
His.
Really?
Big Boss did. Big Boss.
Look at that dude.
Jeez.
I was not expecting a black guy.
Really?
No, I wasn't.
Did
not.
You know Good Morning Dimples is a black dude?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't. I mean, I'm not complaining about it.
I'm at a loss for words. So beautiful. And his profile picture's him with his kid.
Great.
No, no words. You're so hot, I beat off with my child in the room.
Well, speaking of hot chick.
Your blanket.
Oh, no. What happened?
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Oh. Is this about the porno intro for Crystal?
Our girl, Crystal. Yeah. So we're not currently going to be looking at porn, but in the future...
Well, this gives us the excuse to look at porn, though.
Well, is there porn we need to look at?
I don't think so right now.
Yeah.
Is there?
What?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought there was something in the news.
Miley Cyrus have a new porno?
She was complaining because she occasionally leaves her desk, and then porn is playing from her office, and the whole office has to hear it. She has to sprint back and turn it down or pause it. So we pledged that we would at least create a porn warning so she could... know that it was coming.
Now, I have two here. Just let me know which one you guys like, and we'll go with that one going forward, okay?
All ready?
This is a Crystal porno alert!
Ooh la la.
There's some porn coming!
Skanky, disgusting porn is coming soon, Crystal.
Hands up, Crystal!
Oh, fucking shoot!
All right. So
the intro,
this one.
Intro almost sounds worse than what the porn would sound like.
that's the first thing I said to
it's
Brandon.
Pretty powerful, though.
After he played this. I like the second one.
Better. I don't think you can miss it.
Right, we might be able to use this one, too.
Okay.
Crystal is hard at work on high finance, but possibly away from her desk. Porn is coming soon. Crystal, get to your desk and turn it down. This is a Crystal porno alert.
Oh.
Turn it down, Crystal. There's a porn coming. Hey, Crystal, heads up.
Spill it.
Much better.
Okay.
Let her decide, though. It's for her.
Yeah, I think they're both good.
Did you see that?
Oh, wait, we had, there was a... Marcus is taking an interest in Crystal.
Yes.
Your neighbor.
Well...
What did Marcus... He sent something along, didn't
he? Let me find the message. Marcus is, he's been listening to every show. He loves the program. Thank you, Marcus. It's a great neighbor. And he had sent me along the lines of, let's see. Hey, Crystal from the show the other day. Sounds hot. I like her. You should make her a regular once a month segment critiquing porn. And you know what? I have another idea.
She doesn't want to.
Have her and Trudy Daniels do it together. The segments would be so hot. Her and Trudy can have a segment, and we can call it the ladies' room. Because I'd rather hear Crystal and Trudy talk about dick pics than Mark.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't blame you. I would, too.
Yeah, one show like
that. Do the heavy lifting.
Hey, green light thinking. He says green light thinking. Who knows? Trudy and Crystal may go, oh, my God, I was thinking the same thing, but I was way too embarrassed to say anything.
Yeah, he said the clicks will be off the hook.
That's probably true.
He says, Mark.
And the evil's black.
He says, I hope Mark doesn't get upset. I know how much he loves the dick pics. So hopefully he doesn't feel left out. Followed by, tell Drew I need some Epstein answers.
I agree, man.
Yeah.
What? I got to tell you, this Bill Richardson, I hope somebody digs into this. You know, I was watching this a lot of the coverage yesterday. No one mentioned the Monica Lewinsky connection, which I thought was interesting because here's Bill Clinton connected to Bill Richardson in a very scummy way. And I don't know. He also has there was a scandal involving payoffs for a state contract, I believe, in New Mexico. I mean, he just seems like a he just seems like a bad guy. I know he's very well respected, as is George Mitchell. You know, if George Mitchell didn't do anything, I feel really bad. Because he's a guy who's like, yeah, boy, I'm 85, I'm almost retired, I got this great legacy. What? I mean, how does he get mentioned? This girl, and, you know, Virginia Jeffries is 32 now, I think, or 31. And she's like, oh, yeah, George Mitchell did me. It's like, George Mitchell?
What if George Mitchell was there and he turned it down? And now he's like, oh, man, everyone thinks I did it. I should have just done it.
Well, that's... That would be unfortunate.
He did it. Come on. Why else would you choose George Mitchell?
I don't know. I mean, that's what's so weird about it. I just really had a hard time believing that name was going to show up. But, you know, Prince Andrew, Remember when he started showing up? It was like, Prince Andrew? What are you talking about?
I know, but that seemed believable.
Then they show that. I know, it is kind of believable. Then there's the picture of him in Central Park walking with Epstein, talking, kind of whispering to each other. And it's like, what do they have in common? You know, Epstein's already been out of jail, if you call it jail. You know, he's disgraced anyway. In fact, this is the part that's really weird, is when he gets out of jail, everyone knows about it, and yet... I was reading this piece where they were describing that he had to be reintroduced to New York City society, and a couple of friends of his, I think it was a couple, in fact, sort of took him, made him a project, like, we're going to reinvent Jeffrey because he's really a wonderful guy. And so, you know, he starts having these events at his mansion, which is, the biggest mansion in New York City. And, you know, Katie Couric's there, and Chelsea Handler's there, and all Couric, these, all these people that are so wonderful are hanging. Alec Baldwin was there. I mean, there were a lot of people. Ralph Fiennes. I mean, you know, at a dinner. I'm not talking about a thing with a bunch of 16-year-old girls doing massages. I'm talking about a dinner. And I don't know, that just, I guess they didn't know maybe how bad it was. But, you know, he was 53 years old then. I would think of the idea of a 53-year-old who's doing something with 15-year-old girls would be so repulsive that those kind of people would just never, ever, ever.
Yeah, but those kind of people just believe what they want to believe. And also, whatever fits their.
I suppose their Woody family. Allen was there too. Woody Allen hung out with Jeffrey Epstein.
Seems about right.
But if Woody Allen and Jeffrey Epstein are in a room, do you want to be in that room as an invited guest?
No, I don't want to be in any room with either one of them.
I'm just like,
I don't need those two together.
Katie Couric and Alec Baldwin want to be in a room with those two people? It just doesn't
get something from them, yeah.
Although Alec Baldwin defends Woody Allen vociferously.
Because he was in one of his movies.
I don't know. I don't like getting mixed up in that. Those kind of stories where people who really don't know say, it didn't happen. You don't know.
No, they don't know.
You don't know. You may be putting down the person that was molested by your friend. Why don't you say, look, he's a good friend of mine. I have such a hard time dealing with this in my mind. You know, I like to believe it didn't happen, but I wasn't there.
So I just happened to pull up the Star Report again because I wanted to read about Bill Richardson.
Uh-huh.
It's just, do you ever go back to read the Star Report?
Yes.
It's really interesting reading.
I mean, I was reading about the Bill Richardson part of the Lewinsky job thing, which is like, you know, look at all these giant, powerful people trying to get her the fuck out of Washington to take some nondescript job that pays really good money that she has no business having. I mean, it kind of made me sick.
I think in the dictionary next to the word friend should be a picture of Vernon Jordan. What a great friend. Because this part
I guess.
Mr. Jordan asked why Ms. Lewinsky got angry at the president. She replied that she became upset because he doesn't call me enough or see me enough. Ms. Lewinsky testified that Vernon Jordan advised her to take her frustrations out on him rather than the president.
Whatever.
What kind of friend would ask the girl, the mistress, to, why don't you vent to me, honey?
What kind of friend dumps that problem on their other good friend?
Mr.
I got a board of Revlon. Why don't you see if Revlon could offer a job? Come on, Vernon, get it done.
Summed up the situation, quote, you're in love. That's what your problem is. He's just dismissing her. Mr. Jordan recalled a similar conversation in which Lewinsky complained that the president did not see her enough, although he thought it took place during a meeting 8 days later. He testified that he felt the need to remind Ms. Lewinsky that the president is the leader of the free world. And he's been, he has competing obligations. Mr. Jordan testified that the president was aware that people were trying to get jobs for her, and that Podesta was trying to help her, that Bill Richardson was trying to help her, but that she really wanted to work.
Yeah, give
in
her a government job so the taxpayers can just pay for his fuck up.
But she wanted to work in the private sector.
But they tried to get her hired at the UN. Bill Richardson, the ambassador to the UN. That's how unimportant that job. Can we just eliminate that job? If you have time to interview Monica Lewinsky personally and you can give her a job, then we don't need you.
Yeah.
Just eliminate the job. Just forget it.
Of course, so then the Paula Jones information comes out where her name is listed on the list.
Yeah.
And so, of course, President called her at 2 in the morning.
Monica.
Yeah, call last half hour. President gave Ms. Lewinsky two items of news. Ms. Curry's brother had died.
Betty Curry's brother died. I had to call you, Monica. I know you were close to Betty.
By the way, it's crazy you were named in this Paula Jones case. See you.
Betty's the last person you saw before you saw my penis going into your mouth, so I know how much Betty means to you.
Sorry.
It's ridiculous. He did not call her because Betty Curry's brother died or whatever. He didn't fucking care. That's like Jennifer Flowers goes, oh, Bill, my mom has cancer. Yeah, so tell me about those phone records again. I mean, he just completely misses what she said. And why is she expecting him to give a fuck, too? Like, come on, Flowers, cut it out.
Where's Heinrich?
Cut it out, Flowers.
How do you spell Heinrich?
H-E-I-N-R-I-C-H, I think.
It was her sink, right?
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
No, that Star Report, it's really...
It's crazy.
Really. It is really crazy to look back on it and see that stuff was going on. Because I don't know why today I got kind of stuck on this. And when they were talking about Trump's obstruction of justice, I was thinking back to Clinton and thinking, if that wasn't obstruction of justice... I mean, they're probably both obstruction of justice.
Mm-hmm.
But right, I got to close this, or I'm just going to keep reading stuff.
What's really strange, too, is if you really go back to Clinton to look at the people who are supporting him,
yeah,
it's really strange. Because I did not have sex with that woman, and then all those months go by, and he never says, hey, lay off Monica Lewinsky.
No, I know.
She's a nice young lady. He just hung her out to dry. And then he thinks that apologizing to her publicly is enough.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a year ago. He's going, I apologize to her publicly twice. Well, what do you want? But he really sort of implies that a public apology is better than a personal apology, mm-hmm. which is ridiculous. I mean, he owed her that was horrible. She was a national joke because of him, and he never spoke to her again.
I apologize to everybody in the world.
I can't say everybody I would want in the to world. Apologize to her either. But
The sex alarm for Crystal reminded me. Did you see the Jeff Bezos story that the New York Post had?
Wait, is this him on a boat or?
He keeps wearing the same swim trunks. The richest Gross. Man in the world keeps wearing the same pair of swim trunks since landing in Europe a few days ago for a glitzy vacation with Lauren Sanchez. He's been photographed sporting the same swimsuit, not once. Not twice, three times.
What does it look like?
The quirky octopus print trunks are by the swimwear brand Villa. I don't even know what that is.
So he thinks they're cool?
Yeah. This particular pattern is from a past season. Ooh, he's out of style.
Bezos.
It is no longer available. The brand currently has a number of colorful animal print trunks for sale, including sea creatures. How much do you think those swim trunks cost about?
Bezos' swim trunks?
Yeah.
I'm going to say $150.
$260.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's why he's wearing them all the time. He wants to get use out of him.
The picture of him wearing I think it's a blue shirt and all the buttons are down. Yeah, it's like, button your fucking shirt. You're not that hot. And he shaves his chest too, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Cut it out, Bezos.
There's no way you would find a hair on Jeff Bezos anywhere except for his eyebrows.
Oh, my God. He looks so stupid with her, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks dumb. He just
looks dumb. Why is she with him? I mean,
who could he be with where he would look cool?
No one.
Right?
Her eyes, I swear to God, I think they're going to turn into dollar signs. I think you just see dollar signs in her eyes. Because there's no way she digs him. There's no way. It's not possible.
Wouldn't it be great if Bezos just started wearing wigs? Like Phil Spector, just different wigs all the time. Like passing it off. Like, no, man, I grew my hair back.
I'm not sure he'd look any better.
Like, just not like a mullet wig or not a wacky wig, but just like a normal, like a G.I. Joe
or
wig.
Travolta. I don't know. I'm not sure. He looks. That's not a head to be shaved, though.
No.
It looks like a giant egg, doesn't it?
Yes. It looks like a penis.
Oh,
looks
Bezos!
Like a straight up penis.
Yeah, everything I saw about him over the weekend was not about his trunks. It was just how hunky he was looking. How
I know
buff.
They keep saying that. I swear, I'm so
hunky.
Mad. Knock
opposite
it off.
Of hunky. What's the opposite of hunky?
Well, he's not like doughy.
Not a slob, no.
You like what you see, huh?
He's he's just not going to be the toughest guy. He's just not. Ever. He will never be the toughest guy in the room. Even in a room with Lauren Sanchez, he's not the toughest person in the room. Never.
I know. Is that awkward when they have to do the exchange with Tony Gonzalez? And it's Lauren Sanchez, her son with Tony Gonzalez,
and
Jeff
six,
Bezos.
The 6'7 guy who was just plowing the shit out of her for years.
Because you know what goes through Jeff's head. Like,
hi, I'm the man attached to Lauren's new penis. I'm here to pick up the kids.
That's why there's so much
this
room in here.
This guy's wiener is, you know, huge, right?
It's just so crass, but I'm sorry.
This is the reason I get the butthole. It's the reason I'm not allowed to use the vagina. Oh, I'm guessing. I don't know for a fact. But I would think, right? I
mean, was she with... Wait, did we determine she was with Montel, too?
What?
Was that, who was with Montel? It came up the other day.
Oh, Kamala Harris.
Oh, Kamala Harris?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
Well, what's Montel doing now?
The last I knew, he was a big proponent for medical marijuana, but that was a while ago.
Does he have MD?
Yeah. It's weird when somebody Montel just goes away.
He's got a...
MS? Is it MS?
MS, I'm sorry. Did I say what I said? MD? Yeah, MS, you're right. But he had a infomercial on for the longest time on something. Have you guys ever seen that? The infomercial with Montel?
Yeah, I think things have kind of slipped.
Aw. I always liked him.
I did too. I thought he was a good guy. He was a local connection, kind of.
All right. Oh, I mess up the whole ring. Did you see that breaking news that I passed to you? Someone else who had broken their silence.
Oh yes, Olivia Jade flipped off the media in a
what a
in an
bitch
Instagram photo.
The media, yeah, it's the media.
No, you're the dope who didn't want to go to college, who didn't want to study, who didn't go to class, who wanted to go. I'm gonna go for football on Saturdays and the parties. You're the moron. You're the privileged brat who grew up with social media because your mom was Aunt Becky. Ooh!
It's her giving the finger, and the caption is at Daily Mail, at Star Magazine, at People, at Perez Hilton, at every other media outlet. Hashtag close, hashtag source, hashtag says.
Oh, suck
it. What a statement.
And she gets 269,000 likes. Who are the dopes that go, go Olivia Jade?
Well, I know. It's like, drop the mic is one comment, or legend is another
oh,
one.
Oh, God.
Killing it. Ha, 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 yes.
She looks ridiculous. Is she wearing her underwear under that t-shirt?
I don't know. I think they're like,
is that?
Like boy shorts.
Mic drop.
So stupid. I don't
know.
I hate her.
Boy shorts that are that
I don't
short.
Know her and I hate her.
I do too.
It's pretty sad, but I hate you.
You guys want to hear a boner line? Or no?
Yeah. How far in are we, Brandon?
About an hour 40.
And we haven't even gotten to the biggest news of the weekend.
Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, it's very sad.
I know, it's pretty
sad. She has a new Instagram post about it, too.
Oh, good. I can't wait to hear
it.
It
is the deepest thing you'll ever hear.
Pretty hot.
Okay, let's hear the boner line. Am I getting pounded in the boner line today?
You know what? I don't think so. There might be one or two.
Didn't sound very encouraging.
It's hot.
Not that bad.
What's popping? You guys got to play more and more and more porn clips. I don't care if you're going to play Crystal Warnings or whatever.
Hands up, Crystal!
Keep playing porn clips.
You need to take a break from pornography.
Hey, Drew. Just letting you know that McDonald's is trash and microwave nachos are trash. But I love you.
You're out of here, trash. Jeez,
I never knew that the Skid Row song, a lyrics was Youth Gone Wild. My whole life I thought they were saying the Yukon Wild. Holy shit.
They're pretty dumb sometimes.
I just want to set out a few responsible speculation allegations, and I guarantee that Brandon is Matt Farley. Matt Farley is Brandon. Prove me wrong. Go ahead.
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
Let me tell you about Scott Kunith. He's the guy you want to be with.
You were mentioning the other day that you like when you hear a song you haven't heard in a while in a movie. I do, too. And then the other day I heard Winchester Cathedral, Vaudeville Band, and it's been in my head for like a year now.
Winchester Cathedral, you're breaking me down.
All these years I've been listening to the show, and listening to Nikita Denise drops, and I never looked her up until today.
Oh.
And I gotta say, after looking at her buttholio a little bit. I think I prefer Hope Solos, to be quite honest.
What?
Who would you rather nail?
Great.
Brandon, keep up the good parts.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I've been going through some pretty tough times in my life, but for 2.5 hours of every day, I forget about those bad times, and thanks for always filling me up.
Aww, I love you too that much also.
Talking about actors that couldn't throw a sports ball. Well, I remember watching Kenny fucking Powers, and the way he threw it was fucking...
fucking unbelievable.
I'm the man who has the ball. I'm the man who can throw it faster than fuck.
Here's why your classic rock bracket blows. Still not one mention of Grand Funk Railroad. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is one of the most seminal bands of the 70s. You can excuse Mark and Brandon. They're too young. But Drew and Trudy, you should know better.
Grand Funk? The wild, shirtless lyrics of Mark Farner? The bong-rattling bass of Mel Shocker? The competent drum work of Don Brewer? For more information on Grand Funk, consult your school library.
Hey, Drew, you've been taking a beating on the boner line lately, and I just wanted to say, you know, fuck that shit.
Fuck that shit.
You do a great job.
Thank you.
All right, Drew, CEO of the Red Shovel Network.
Ooh.
You got sports. You got politics. You got Charlie LaDuff. You got everything. What you need now is Gary Graff. Goddamn fucking music podcast. Make it happen and do it now.
We love you, Gary.
I remember people weighing in naked for wrestling in high school, and I remember one kid wearing his underwear when we were going, and he had his hands covering his butt. And I remember thinking, what the hell is he doing? Why is he covering his butt? Everybody else is covering their junk. He's covering his butt because he moved his hands and he had poop stains in his whitey tighties. You guys just gave me PTSD. That shit stain.
Yeah, I stand in those underwears.
Drew, you've been saying this for years. It's been driving me crazy. When you are referring to the emergency number that you call, it's 911, not 911. Even Ray and Pete got that right. Please, get it right.
Call 911!
You just mentioned Michael Moore on the Friday episode, and that always triggers my brain. The second floor at the Bavarian Inn restroom, they heard a lot of grunting, and I can't remember if it was if they looked over the door or they waited, and it was Michael Moore taking a big old dump.
By that time, I out-fratted Michael Moore. Hi there.
How you doing?
That's pretty much it. But with in regards to Nikita Denise,
yeah.
If anybody missed it, you might want to go back and listen to the beginning of the best of for August 9th. There was a Scott Kunith commercial, and it just got a little carried away, but it's worth a listen if you missed it.
Oh, interesting.
Someone else mentioned Matt Farley in there. He had a tweet over the weekend. He had a show he was putting on, and it was 11 minutes till showtime, and he took a picture of the crowd. And the only two people there were his parents.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, no, he loves his parents. It's nice to have the parental support. Someone, a listener, tweeted him back and said, why don't you come to Detroit and do a show? The place would be packed.
Do this show?
Matt Farley? Yeah.
Oh, Matt.
I was saying he did a show this weekend. And
Chris Farley's brother did?
No.
Oh, Matt Farley. Matt Farley.
I'm not even paying attention.
You're right, I'm not. When I heard that in the boner line, I was thinking of Chris Farley. Chris Farley's Kevin brother Farley. Does stand up, doesn't
Kevin,
he?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why?
He's not bad. We saw him.
Good.
We saw him open for Norm. He was all right. He's never going to be his brother. That's the problem.
Right. But he was still doing small roles when Chris was alive. And
was he? Okay. Give him another chance.
Why are you hating on Kevin Farley?
I don't know why. Matt I guess Farley, yeah. You know, Jim Belushi always annoyed me because I love John Belushi.
Yeah.
And then my sister used to work with somebody who knew his wife and used to hear a lot of crappy stuff in their marriage.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I know. How like, funny. Like it was Patty's friend.
Like his fight with Catwoman? Wasn't that him?
I think he was just kind of a cad.
Wasn't it Jim Belushi?
Yeah, he was.
What was that over?
Property. It was over something between their driveways or something dumb. It was really dumb.
Random.
But I love him in the movie About Last Night. I love that movie.
I don't know that movie.
He played an a-hole, and I think he knew what he was doing.
Oh.
Rob Lowe's buddy.
Wasn't a stretch.
It was a buddy bar. Him and Rob Lowe and Demi Moore and some other chick who I don't know what happened to her. Funny when you see an 80s movie and somebody's really good in it, and you realize, wait, that person just went to the moon. Where'd they go?
Like who in that one?
The second girl after Demi Moore. Cause she was
Elizabeth Perkins?
Yeah, where'd she go?
Wait, Elizabeth Perkins, I saw something with her
Did
recently.
You? Okay. I mean, Jim Belushi, too. Where's Jim Belushi? What's he doing? I don't know, I see a lot of people, it seems like a lot of people just fade. Where's Demi Moore?
Yeah.
Where's Cameron Diaz? Is she really retired? I mean, it doesn't seem like, wait, there's another female I was thinking about who just, where'd they go? Oh, I was watching that Into the Blue movie with Alba. Where's Alba?
Alba's been around. Her latest thing was how she's not ashamed of her body. that was the headline I saw.
Did we need to know that?
Apparently people are giving her shit about her body because she had kids.
Isn't Kate Beckinsale kind of, isn't she really disappeared from the movies? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard though. What does a 50-year-old woman play? I mean, are there probably
a grandma?
Because all the 60-year-old guys, they want to have a hot 38-year-old wife, it seems like. I don't know. But it just seems like a lot of people, they just you know, they sort of become out of the zeitgeist, and then it's like, who's going to cast them?
It's a short time period.
Can be. It seems shorter than ever to me now. Maybe it's because I'm older.
Jim Belushi's fight with Catwoman over property reminded me of that story, which is just a funny story.
I know Sean Connery's son. For some reason, any stretch to celebrity always makes me laugh.
Yeah. And
Sean Connery's son. Do we care about Sean Connery's son?
No, but
it does. Well, what we do when there's a clogged toilet case with a neighbor. Then, okay, it's only his son, but it is a clogged toilet.
It sounded like Sean Connery was involved in the clogged toilet for a while. I don't know if he was there or if he tried to plunge it or maybe he caused it. I don't know, but he was involved. But unfortunately, only his son was named in the lawsuit, I guess. There's some great quotes in there.
Five-year-old feud between actor Sean Connery's son and the family downstairs neighbor, which included allegations of damaged property and people clogging toilets with paper towels, was finally flushed Thursday. Stephen Cosman Connery. Oh, we have to hear all three names.
Finally flushed.
Reached a $10,000 settlement with ophthalmologist Dr. Burton Sultan, who'd been living underneath the family's landmark Manhattan townhouse, when he filed his lawsuit against Stephen in 2014. Stephane. Fuck you. Be Stephen. Shut up, Stephane. My ass. Get that E in the... Connery and Sultan had been waging war since 2002 over a slew of claims, with Sultan once accusing Sean of being an ogre who stomped around the apartment blasting music.
This doesn't sound like Sean Connery.
Well, it's Stephane.
But he said Sean.
Oh, Sean. Yeah, it did say Sean. You're right. Yeah. Okay, so Sean.
We have a situation. I broke the bathroom. We ran out of TP, so I had to use my shirt. Well, long story short, turns out that pipes are not BVD compatible. FYI.
It's exhibit A.
I'm going to say that Sean just clogged the shit out of the toilet and eventually just gave it to his son. Like, oh, I can't handle this place anymore. The toilet sucks.
Well,
there's a million paper towels in there.
Did you hear his testimony, though?
He just let
I didn't hear his testimony.
Okay, we have audio of the testimony that Stephane was giving to the judge. No. Here it is.
I had a father who did not allow me to touch myself, and not in a sexual way. No, just the most ordinary of touches. You know, if I had to make pup-pup in the toilet, I was not allowed to wipe. I would need to call my father and say, Dad, I've finished. May I please wipe? No! Don't put your finger in your asshole! That is your mother's domain! Dad, there's a layer of toilet paper between my finger and my asshole. Very thin membrane. Dad, please! No! Don't touch it! Dad, I'm just trying to get the shit out of my ass. He say, keep it in there. That's where it ought to be. And when you're done, I'll send your mother in with the shit rag. Don't flush those toilets! I want you to leave those logs in there for me to inspect. I want to see them. I want to see what you've done.
Stephane, who had been living in the townhouse at the time, plans to cover the cost of damages through his insurance company. Oh, you can't get it from your dad?
Oh.
Make all our rates go up because your dad put paper towels down the toilet for 10 years? There was no proof of negligence or damages.
Is toilet paper not good enough for Sean Connery's ass? He's got to use Bounty?
Well, he'd use a whole roll for one wipe. Might as well use a paper towel, I guess. There have been numerous instances of litigation. The Connerys have always been successful. Barton Sultan slammed the Connerys for making his living situation terrible. My daughter said Sean Connery plays loud music. She went up to his apartment. People were dancing and drinking. Sean cursed out my daughter. His wife, Marilyn, added, Sean Connery can do whatever he wants and get away with it.
Mm.
Wow.
He's another one. Where, man, I'm telling you, where has that guy been?
Oh, Sean Connery?
Sean Connery? Well, he's
just, I don't know.
He's just retired, but...
Brown fingers.
He's still a handsome man.
You figure he'd pop up once in a while like Pesci did. Pesci retired, but now he's back for The Irishman. But
I think Sean Connery could show up anywhere, and a lot of women will say, oh, my God, he's so handsome.
Mm. Then find out he's impotent.
And he beat women.
He did?
He did beat up a woman once, didn't he?
Loves pubic hair.
You know, he did. Didn't he say at one point that every now and then a woman needs a slap or something like that?
Jesus Christ.
A pusher. No.
Doesn't he love pubic hair? He loved Julia Roberts.
Wait, what did he say? What was that? It was a ridiculous
pubic
comment.
Hair. I don't know. That was your tuning.
I know. It was. She grew out her armpit hair.
And he loved it.
Doesn't sound right.
I'm going to find
something about her pubic hair.
He did the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. He did that movie, and it was so bad that he just swore off acting. I'm done. And then like, I think shortly after that, they offered him the role of Gandalf in The Lord of the Rings. And I think they offered him like 10% of all the income. And
what?
And he turned it down, and if he would have took it, he would have made like $3 billion or
kind
something.
Kind of worth Julia Roberts. You want to try The Neighbor?
Sean Connery is a pusher.
Yeah, the two on the bottom.
Which two?
The 516.
Okay.
We'll find out what happens when Sean Connery clogs a toilet.
Oh, jeez. God. Don't you just picture being nasty?
Oh, yeah.
Just the worst clog.
I think he eats horrible food.
Haggis.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
A haggis clog.
It's Mr. Sultan, right?
Yes.
Dr. Sultan?
Yeah, doctor. Yeah.
Yeah, get me further.
Especially because he seems quite sensitive.
How ridiculous.
We're not available to answer in person at this time. After the beep, you may leave your name, telephone number, and a brief message. If this is an emergency, you can reach us. By dialing
I don't think I can
58 after the beep and leave your name, telephone number, and the reason.
Oh, you're not
going to
answer it when it's an emergency?
Thank you for calling.
Like Detroit 911? Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm calling because I'm having a problem with my neighbor, Sean Connery, and I understand that you had problems with a clogged toilet. He was using paper towels, and I think the same thing is happening to me, and I'm just wondering if you have a few minutes you could call, please. Thank you very much, and I'm so sorry
What's
for your trouble.
What's he doing up there?
You want to try the emergency?
I feel like that's the doctor every night.
What's he doing up there?
Making so much noise.
Do you want to call that number?
No, I don't know. He's probably on call.
Because I do have a second number that I wanted to try.
Okay.
The one that was starred.
I was more confident in that one.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
That sounded like the guy, that last number. I mean, there's probably a lot of numbers. He's got a lot of problems.
Try Sean, too.
He's got a plumber line, only. Getting a separate phone.
They should just tear that building down. There's no fixing those pipes.
There's stuff with paper towels. They don't break down. Doesn't Sean Connery know that? He's like 90. He doesn't know that you don't flush paper towels.
No, he doesn't care.
The office of Dr. Sultan. You're not available.
Sounds like the same man to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We can either try that emergency number or just let it go.
What about Sean's?
I says to leave a message at the emergency number, so I don't think he's going to answer.
Oh, you do have a number here for...
For the kid. Yeah, what's the kid's name? Stefan?
Stefan. Yeah. Yeah, call Stefan. I want to talk to him. Stupid name. S-T-E-P-H-A-N-E. Hey, Stefan.
I think you have the wrong number.
Are you sure? This isn't Stefan Connery?
Nope, you have the wrong number.
Okay. You don't live above Dr. Sultan?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Good
I got a bad producer. Sorry. Is there another Stefan number?
Totally him.
All right. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. Or is it Helmsworth? Hemsworth?
Yeah, Hemsworth.
They're done. And I got to tell you,
I'm heartbroken.
I was really amused by this story because, you know, she just came out and said that, what did she say about having a baby? That the earth can't handle it. The earth can't handle it. And so I thought that was, because I remember she had just gotten married and I was thinking, you know, this Hemsworth guy is real tight with his buddy and they seem like a big family. And I thought, I can't see that guy being childless. He just seems like the kind of guy that would want kids.
Well, wasn't she just on Stern talking about how often they were doing it?
Oh, always, of course. I'm not handing my kid a piece of shit planet.
Oh, Lord. It's not a piece
of shit. So why doesn't she kill herself if it's so bad?
She's already here, man.
If putting someone here is cheating them so badly, why doesn't she kill herself? I don't want her to, but I'm just saying. Anyway, they were married 9 months, and the day she takes her ring off, which immediately is noticed on Instagram, oh my God, she's not wearing a ring. She's making out on a beach with her friend Caitlin Carter, who is nice. Brody Jenner's ex.
Nice.
Now, I also thought it was strange a few months ago when she said, I'm pansexual. I'm very attracted sexually to women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you got to believe there are tons of threesomes with her and Liam and...
You know, he seems a little straight to me from what I read, but well, I don't know.
Do a three-way?
I just think, isn't it a little odd when you're married to someone and then you point out that, but I really am attracted to the other sex. I'm so attracted to the other sex. Okay, I'm stuck with this guy's dick, but I love women. So turn me on. I just want to strap one on and nail a chick. So anyway, after the story about her making out with Caitlin Carter, is she bi too, I guess?
She is now.
Anyway, they had some guy who was talking about how annoyed Liam Hemsworth was at the Met Gala.
Oh, God.
First of all, of course he's annoyed. He's there.
Yeah.
But second of all, she licked his face in a couple pictures. And I guess he really doesn't like, he's been trying to get her to, you know, do you have to be put on such a display for the cameras all the time?
Ugh.
And so then she's dancing, you know, and there's a lot of people taking pictures and videos. And she's grinding with all the people she's dancing with.
Yeah.
And I think honestly, you know what it sounded like? It sounded like he was a little emasculated by her behavior.
Oh, or embarrassed, or
embarrassed. I don't know. If your girl is grinding with a bunch of people on the dance floor, that would be just a little emasculating and embarrassing. It could be both. I can't speak for him, but they said he was very embarrassed after the Met Gala, and they showed two pictures of her licking his face for the cameras.
They are very embarrassed.
And also, there's a couple pictures where they're on the red carpet, I guess, and he's just kind of standing there like, okay, I guess I have to do this. And she, of course, is doing wacky stuff and, you know, trying to draw the attention of the cameras. Just, I don't know, she just seems like a child. And then, apparently, he also was not terribly entertained by her antics with Robin.
Robin Thicke.
Yeah, Robin Thicke.
The twerking, all that stupid stuff.
Yeah, he was kind of.
Well, according to a family source, Liam is heartbroken.
Oh,
his family cannot believe she's flaunting this for the world to see.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they think she's a disgrace.
Well, you know, I gotta say,
it's pretty
shitty. It reminds me of Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she had split up with this guy for a month, and then she announces that, oh my God, I'm gonna start everywhere making out. And then I think it was 6 weeks they were engaged, and she's talking about how big his dick is, and.
Yep.
Here, this other guy, Mac Miller was upset because he wanted to be with her, and she's flaunting this other relationship, kind of like Khloe Kardashian and the basketball player Thompson.
Yeah, Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, he had another girl pregnant,
yep.
And she hasn't even had the kid yet, and he's everywhere with Khloe making out, and you know,
we're
so in love, and. Getting married, blah, blah, blah. It's just rude. That's really rude.
Family source said he wanted babies, but she didn't, of course, because, you know, this planet sucks.
she can't put a child on this piece of shit planet.
Cyrus was the one to end it, and she wanted an open relationship, and he just wasn't ready for that.
And was he not ready for that, or was he maybe not into
it? Not into it at all. So then today she...
You know what they also... I just want to add one more thing from the story about him, was they said that... His family has been trying to talk him out of her for years.
Oh,
apparently,
yeah.
His family did not like her.
Who would
want to
be in
all.
That kind of mess? You know, the attention-starved mess of the Cyruses. It just seems awful.
Well, not to mention the fact that she wants to be with chicks. I mean,
that's kind
you know. It might be hot at times, but it might not be hot when, you know,
when
she's
all she
out of town
to
and yeah. she wants to, you know, be with chicks. And I
love
know.
Lesbians.
Just saying.
So she wrote today, she took a picture. There's some mountains. Who gives a fuck? But she wrote, don't fight the evolution because you will never win. Like the top of the mountain I'm standing on top of, which was once underwater, connected with Africa, change is inevitable. The Dolomites were not created overnight. It was over millions of years that this magnificent beauty was formed. My dad always told me, nature never hurries, but it's always on time. It fills my heart with peace and hope, knowing that it's true. I was taught to respect the planet and its process.
So deep.
And I'm committed to doing the same with me. So they're trying to
oh
talk about
God,
her evolution into being
so
a lesbian.
Deep.
Oh, Jesus.
So then, of course.
Well, I'm, you know, honestly, I'll say this. I've said it before. This is the best day of Liam Hemsworth's life.
Oh, he's
he
free.
Doesn't know it. He misses her. He's probably upset, jealous. Who knows? But, you know, she's making out with a chick in every major, you know, media outlet. It would be very disturbing, but you know what? He will be so much better.
Oh, he's 29 years old. He's 6'3".
He's hot. Now you can be with anyone.
Handsome movie star. His brother is Thor.
Yeah, well, but he's hung up on this girl, and that's hard. But he'll get over it.
So
he'll more than get over it, I predict.
All the comments are very positive, except for the one person who goes, "You look like my cracked out sister." He's like, nice ragging on your sister. Everybody's supporting her, though.
Oh, everyone's supporting her?
Yeah.
What's the support? She's the one that wanted to be on her own, and she's making out with another chick. What do you have to support?
This is her journey, Drew.
Okay.
We're supporting her journey into
sorry.
Lesbianism.
That's right. Okay.
And she posted, life is a climb.
She's pansexual.
The view is great.
Well.
To which some guy wrote, yeah, the view is great. Because she's in a bra.
Jesus. Oh, she's also nude all the time on Instagram. She's always posting pictures of her topless or nude or whatever. I guess Liam wasn't crazy about that either. I'm surprised more dudes aren't a little more annoyed by that.
It's like Liam needs some self-confidence, man.
Well, but if it's your girl, I mean, I know she's a star, but does she have to be nude all the time?
Well, doesn't he know that
before? She dresses sexy. I mean, she looks...
This isn't a surprise, though, since he's always known her. She's been this
way. I think maybe he thought that she could
he was going to fix her?
Well, not fix her. I think she just thought that she would evolve.
Yeah, well, she has, into lesbians.
Yeah.
She's so annoying.
No, exactly. That's a person I would not think of would evolve in that way. Although she's so deep. I forgot about that part.
What about Noah Cyrus? Has she made comment?
God. You know... I saw something on Billboard about her latest release, and I'm like, they're really pretending she's a star?
Really?
Who cares?
I know. First of all, she's... I don't get that. Whatever. Is her music good?
No. I've never heard it,
I didn't think so, but she's Miley's sister, so...
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no.
I'll go out on a limb with you. I saw her on the MTV Awards doing a song.
All right. Oh, that's right, yeah.
I listened to the stupid song that Billboard had because I was like, why would they put this shit out?
All I know is Dad is raking it in because Dad's been on the number one song for the last, 18 weeks?
He's got two songs in 30 years, and he's got
which
a gazillion
goes to show
dollars.
That Billy Ray Cyrus is really a novelty act.
That is something like that.
I've been holding back tears.
No more!
I think I'm most annoyed that it was being suggested that she's hot.
No,
Osiris?
She's not hot.
She looks weird. That and
there's
I'm already
horrible about it, but she's not hot. Why
I'm already unattractive
to be hot
by her because
her taint's not big enough, like her sister.
No, because she dated that loser, that Lil Xan guy, who's got fantastic face tattoos. But that guy is such a loser.
Oh, that was some horrible breakup too. I read about that. That was a funny story because it was so dumb. They were in love in like 5 minutes, and then within 3 weeks, they were just having these knockdown brawls.
Oh, nice relationship.
Over, it was like, oh, my God. Ugh. But of course, everything has to be lived out publicly, so that's just the way it goes these days.
Oh, look at him making out. Gross.
Yeah.
Do you think Billy approved of that relationship?
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse through the old town road. I'm going to
You love this song, Brandon.
No, stop it.
When we're talking about Miley Cyrus needing to be nude all the time, it reminds me of the girl who is always, I mean, every day there's a new shot of her in some really low cut thing, or, you know, she's almost nude, or, you know, look at her camel toe, is Emily Ratajkowski. Constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly. And when I saw she was married, I was like, oh my God, she's married. I would have had no idea.
He's confident. He's not pulling a Liam.
That's her gig, though. She needs to post those pictures.
And I know Tom disagrees with me. He wants to see the same girl in scantily clad every day.
She's hot.
I don't mind looking at her.
She is hot. She is hot. But I don't need... When there's a new story about how little she's wearing, I just kind of go by it because I've seen it a million times. I don't need... Sometimes I'll stop, but not often.
It's like you're walking by you every day.
These are the most recent Emily Ratajkowski headlines. Emily Ratajkowski explores what it means to be hyper-feminine. Emily Ratajkowski has armpit hair. Why is that so annoying?
Oh, gross. No one likes that except for Sean Connery.
Proudly flaunts armpit hair for magazine shoot.
Shut up.
Gross. Sorry.
Emily Ratajkowski upsets news of her Brett Kavanaugh protest focused on not wearing a bra.
That was ages ago, wasn't it?
I don't know. That's just the latest.
Have you seen the movie she's in with?
No.
Wait. Zach... what's
Efron?
His name? Yeah, Zac Efron. Mm-mm. He's a DJ, and she's with this older DJ guy who's kind of a star. And Zac Efron bangs her.
Oh, really?
Because the older guy's an asshole, even though he's a star.
Nice.
I didn't see. I saw her in the beginning of I Feel Pretty.
She looks fantastic in that movie. I mean, she is gorgeous. I didn't even know who she was. I'm like, who's that chick? And then the Emily Ratajkowski. Oh, it's that chick that's never wearing any clothes. Every day.
I think
in
my
the Daily
favorite
Mail.
Emily Ratajkowski moment was during all that Kavanaugh stuff. We're like, hey, who's that hot chick up there? Man, wow, find out who that is. And it turns out it was her. It's like, yeah, of course.
Oh, I didn't know she was nude all the time. Oh, she has something nude, on. Yeah. Are those Instagram pics?
No, these are just some of the nudes, modeling pictures.
Oh, okay.
Of course, she was nude in that Robin Thicke video.
Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
She's got
a great body, no doubt. I don't know what else is going on with her, but.
Good for you.
She's really smart.
Yeah, she is. She's good in that movie. Not bad. She doesn't have to do a lot. I got to tell you, I was looking at my Twitter this morning because I knew I had tweeted. There was a lot of stuff over the weekend. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then Jeffrey Epstein just blew it all out of the water.
Yeah.
But on Friday, and I think Mark had told me something about this, you know, the Stephen Ross story, the Michigan guy gave Michigan $250 million. Mm-hmm. And he was having a Trump fundraiser. And so he owns Equinox and SoulCycle and says, boycott those places! Because they claim to be really progressive thinkers and they're very pro-LGBT. But the owner's having a Trump thing, so boycott them! And so I was interested in the story because then some congressman tweeted out 44 heads of companies that are given money to Trump it's a crime.
Shouldn't every company head be... happy with Trump?
Well, you know, some people, if you have 500 employees, I would think you probably look at the world in a certain way, and you know, you're allowed to have your personal beliefs too. Maybe your personal beliefs override your business prowess, or maybe your company's doing great, and so you're more upset about stuff Trump's doing. I mean, there's a million ways people look at Trump for the worse or for the better. Well, not a million, but there's quite a few.
I just like how everyone's surprised when a head of a major company supports a guy that's given massive, you know, tax cuts for companies.
You know,
the way
there's just too many people that want to cancel people, cancel companies. You know, for giving a political donation to the Republican nominee for president, yeah. I just don't think that's that worth boycotting someone over. And I'm not sure it's going to work either because one of the guys on the list is the head of Marvel. Now, are people really going to stop watching Marvel movies?
No,
they're not. So, I don't know. I just thought it was a really obnoxious thing to do. I thought it was stupid. And kind of McCarthy-ish, really?
Well, at least Equinox picked up a new account because Stephen Forbes, the guy that ran for president as a third-party candidate, said he was joining Equinox. I'm like, that's going to do more damage to the brand than anything. Imagine Stephen Forbes working out.
So let's see. What am I reading here? I think this was from, maybe it was from the congressman saying that Ross is a racist, supporting a racist. Trump's changes to estate laws made Stephen Ross $4.4 million. And then he quotes Ross, who said, I've known Trump for 40 years. We agree on some things. We disagree on others. I'm a champion of racial equality. And then they mentioned down further in the article.
As if anybody's going to get this nuanced with it if they really want to boycott it.
Well, his fortune is worth $7.7 billion. Do you realize what a small percentage of that $4.4 billion is?
Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing.
$4.4 million?
Million. Yeah, $4.4 million out of $7.7 billion. That is a tiny, tiny percentage. So then I think it's the same day the Trump fundraiser was in the news the day before. Well, the next day, Jim Harbaugh tweets, congrats to a great Michigan man, Stephen Ross, to be inducted in the NFF Leadership Hall of Fame. And
Michigan!
And so, you know, of course, I saw the tweet, and I'm like, wait, a great Michigan man is allowed to support Trump? What? Does Harbaugh support Trump? Tom Brady does.
Probably does. I would think Harbaugh might.
So anyway, I'm just laughing at this because it's like, this is just the biggest cult nightmare probably since, I don't know when, since the Ohio State game at least. But I'm kind of laughing about it because I'm reading the comments on Harbaugh's Twitter. Michigan, the cult is so soft sometimes. It's like people can't, first of all, you know, normally this kind of a thing, Harbaugh's tweet, people going, you fucking moron, you racist, bigoted. But the cult are actually very respectful about it, most of them. But the Twitter comments were really funny. First of all, the first guy that tweeted said, Michigan Twitter is about to be in shambles. We should be able to love UM football without making it part of the political debate. It's the one place we come together. Disappointed in your judgment, Jim. Hope you do better against OSU. Then there's a response. You are making it political. He isn't commending Ross on his politics. It's on his accomplishments. You are making it part of the debate.
People are going to read what they want to read into.
So the next guy. Stephen Ross has nothing to do with the shootings. He's winning a football award. His political leanings are less than 5% of his whole. Are we supposed to throw away the other 95% because we don't agree on one thing? I just kind of know what percentage of Stephen Ross's politics are. So then Sue says, sorry, coach, love you and I'm true blue, but his continued support for Trump make it impossible for me to support him in any way.
God.
She apologizes to Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Like Harbaugh reads his comments?
She can't support him anymore.
She meant Stephen Ross.
Oh. Well.
And then this next one. Coach, respectfully, this man is using his wealth to support racism. Respectfully? I mean, respectfully? Coach, love you, and I'm true blue, but his continued support for Trump make it impossible. I mean, who tweets this? I mean, nobody writes comments like this. They just basically say, who tells somebody they respect him and then tells them that they're supporting a racist? Thank you. Then this guy says, thank you, coach, for standing up for what you believe in and not giving into the mob mentality that is the left. Terrible post, Jim. Absolutely terrible. That's got to be an SP. Suppressive person. Mm. Now I know why people can't stand you. I'm a Michigan man, too. Not anymore. You're not a Michigan man.
I think my favorite one is this one. It's kind of a secret that Ross was a big Michigan supporter. Until now. To which someone replied, that's not no secret. They have a building named after him, a whole business school.
He gets introduced at football games.
Yeah, I remember when it's the only time I've ever seen it. They unfurled in the student section this giant banner that was like, thank you, Stephen Ross. Which was very, you know, eye-rolling inducive.
This to me says it all. Purposeful, Jim, or just an ill-timed tweet? I hope it's the latter.
Gives a shit.
In addition to talking about Herb, this is one you need to leave alone as well. Don't forget, Stephen Ross made his money by grifting public money. Lots of it meant for affordable housing they failed to build. Poor timing on this, bro. Damn, we're 0-1 already.
That's kind of funny. That's pretty funny. did you know about the trauma fundraiser when you posted this? If so, it's going to be pretty hard to cheer for my university this fall. And don't.
They cheered through Alfred Taubman some way. Alfred Taubman.
Oh, Coach Jim, no! Bad take, Coach. Future recruits take. Will process this tweet. Wait, why aren't they mad at the what is who's giving him the who's putting him in the Hall of Fame?
The NFF. Well, I don't even know what that is.
Why don't they get mad at the NFF? What is it? Whatever it is.
This one though.
Bad take, Coach. Future recruits will process this tweet.
Really? Are recruits really going to be involved really in this really Stephen Ross yeah. event? And then the same person writes,
CC at Rich Eisen, your alma mater needs to do better. Wow. This man just keeps taking losses. Great and Imperial Grand are not the same thing, Jim. Hey, do you think, I mean, he knows, right? He's not, Harbaugh's not that far out of the loop.
I really don't know. I don't know. I would think that I wouldn't think he would tweet this, to be honest.
Really?
Not that day. That day?
I suppose.
I mean, knowing Michigan is a very liberal place. I mean, it's a cult. You can't, the cult and Trump don't fit together. It just doesn't. So it's obviously going to upset people.
Not the day to be congratulating Mr. Ross, Coach. Not the day. Ohio State could just decline to hire a new coach, and you'd still lose to them. Huh? I find
fight the team across the field, show them Ohio's here.
I find it hard to believe that all of you naysayers don't have anyone in your family who supports Trump. You can support the player without supporting the entire team. Grow a pair. Accepting racism in exchange for huge economic results. Wait, accepting racism in exchange for huge economy damaging tax cuts is not good leadership, Jim. Log off, Harbaugh. Really, Coach, so embarrassing. Complicit. I think he'll be fine.
I'm Jim Harbaugh.
Ouch. There were hundreds of comments. I don't know how many there are exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But he's got to weigh in.
How sad. Be a lot of booze.
I hope
he's
okay.
Yeah, I'm sure when they're
now, all those
playing Ohio State, there will be a lot of people worried about his tweet about Stephen Ross. I think people get over it. I think they will. Kid Rock, speaking of tweets, was tweeting it about Taylor Swift.
Why?
I don't know. I said the same thing. It's like, why does he want to get into this?
I understand.
By the way, it was a really funny little video of Taylor Swift drunk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was out today.
Doesn't sound like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she was singing along with her own songs at a bar.
Of course she was.
I know, it's kind of funny. I thought she looked really good drunk, by the way.
She looks weird good anyway.
No, so she does, but she just looked kind of loosey-goosey.
I don't like how she's acting out the song. That's annoying.
I just said she looked cute.
Do you want to be even more annoyed by her?
Sure.
She gave this big interview to where she admitted, by the way, that she didn't want to buy back her master's. Remember that whole thing where she was traumatized
by it?
Where's that?
Well, obviously she didn't want to buy him back because she could have.
Yeah. But she admitted that she didn't even try to buy it back. So that whole fight where everybody, jumped to support her.
Yeah, but the guy that bought her bullied her in her lowest moment. Yeah,
Scooter. It was seen hanging out with Bezos wearing his swim trunks, too, this week.
Oh, that the guy?
Scooter
was?
Braun. Was it Scooter Braun?
Oh, boy.
She said it was either investing in my past or my and other artists' future, and I chose the future.
Hmm?
Yeah, because she went to another label. So, Okay. Anyway. Here's why
she'll be okay.
Here's why I thought you would be annoyed. Taylor Swift says the 2016 drama with Kim Kardashian and Kanye West took a toll on her mental health.
Oh, please.
Quote, a mass public shaming with millions of people saying you're quote unquote canceled.
Wait, canceled?
Which you were just talking about canceling people.
Who got canceled?
She was.
By who? Who canceled her?
Millions of people saying you're quote unquote canceled. is a very isolating experience.
That was for, she was canceled for that?
Yeah, in 2016.
I don't remember her being canceled. Well, I thought they were the ones that called her a bitch in a song and said that she said it was okay and then produced a tape of her saying it was okay.
She was publicly shamed by millions of people, Drew.
Oh, what are you going to do, cry now?
Well, okay.
When you say someone's canceled, it's not a TV show. It's a human being. You're sending mass amounts of messaging to this person. Either shut up, disappear, or it could also be perceived as to kill yourself.
I don't want no tissue.
Oh boy.
How is she ever going to go on? Will she ever be okay?
Somehow she made it through that.
I knew. This is really annoying. I knew immediately I needed to make music about it because I knew it was the only way I could survive it.
Oh, Jesus.
It's the only way I can preserve my mental health and also tell the story of what it's like to go through something so humiliating. I think she's kind of demeaning mental health personally, but her mood continued to spiral when people called her out for not being vocal enough during the 2016 election. So here she is isolated, and yet all these people are, you know, they've already canceled her. Now they want to
say something.
The summer before the election, all people were saying was, she's calculating. She's manipulative. She's not what she seems. She's a snake. She's a liar. These are all the same exact insults people were hurling at Hillary. Would I be an endorsement or would I be a liability? Look, snakes of a feather flock together. Look, the two lying women, the two nasty women. Literally millions of people were telling me to disappear. So I disappeared. I don't ever remember her disappearing.
I don't either.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
Oh my really God. Annoying.
What a drama queen she is.
She is a drama queen.
You know, the whole thing about her being canceled, by the way, when that happened, first of all, Kanye West, didn't he interrupt her victory when he went up and said someone else should have won?
Yeah, that was a long time ago, yeah.
So, I mean, I felt bad for her when that happened.
That's like, right.
What an absolute prick. Then he says this about her in a song, and she says, I don't like that. And Kim Kardashian says, we have a tape of her saying it's okay. And she takes this tiny piece of a phone call, which was BS. I thought, if anybody was conniving in that thing, it was, how dare you tape the phone call and produce this piece. You know, it did not have any context whatsoever. I mean, I thought they were the assholes 110%. I don't know who these people are that canceled Taylor Swift.
Basically no one, because no one canceled her, because she is the highest paid entertainer in the world.
And I don't
know. Her mental illness.
Was the song a big song? I don't even know.
No. I mean, probably. Everything she puts out is a huge hit.
No, I meant Kanye's song. He called her a bitch.
Oh, I don't know. Everything he puts out is a huge hit.
What's he put out lately? I don't even know. Does he have something new?
Just his church services. What?
I thought he had a new album.
Go to his church service?
A newer album.
Isn't he all about like clothes now and his Adidas and...
I was looking at the Billboard Billboard 200 and, oh, did you see Drake's Beatles tattoo?
Oh, cool. No,
he tattooed them walking across Abbey Road.
Of course.
But I think it's something, it's somehow insulting to the Beatles, like I beat the Beatles or something. I didn't understand it. But the Billboard 200 has...
Led by this song?
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
No! No more! No!
The biggest song ever.
Is that...
Old Town Road?
Oh, that's Old Town Road. Okay. I've heard the song. Anyway, there's so many classic rock albums in the Billboard 200. It's like, how can there be so many old, like 40-year-old, 50-year-old albums in the top 200 right now? Because streaming is a big part of it. So you would think that the newer stuff would kill the old stuff because of its streaming.
Wait, so this is actual purchases or streaming?
Purchases plus streaming. Streaming gets a percentage, and then purchases get a percentage. The purchases are almost none.
I
mean, you can get 10,000 purchases and probably be in the top 200 albums in the country.
I mean,
but streaming is a big part of it. So I don't understand how Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, getting as many streams as, I don't know.
Well, you would presume like older, quote unquote, older people like that music, right? Not the teen.
I don't think
to 20s.
You know, I don't think people Pink Floyd's age or 10 years younger are streaming a lot. I think they probably play
maybe
CDs.
They are now, and it's catching.
They might
up,
be.
Is what
that's
saying.
Possible. I don't know. I don't
catching up to the technology.
The majority of the streaming is people under 45.
Although I was talking to my neighbor, and she was telling me that her daughter, who's in high school, is really into the classic rock. So maybe it's just making a comeback because nobody's making.
You know what's interesting?
And making rock music right now.
When I was 20 years old, there was no one interested in music 40 years old or 50 years old. Now I don't think that's true. I think there's a lot of people who are 25 years old who like older music because they were exposed to it. It's not that completely ridiculous sounding. I mean, you can listen to songs from the 60s or 70s, and they're still a great song, and the style isn't so out of... I mean, rock music is not big right now, but there's a lot of great old rock music, and a lot of younger people have come to love it. I see them at concerts, too. The ELO show, there were plenty of younger people
there. They're filling that void that... You know, these other that there haven't been any bands lately,
and when they
few bands.
When you read about Spotify or one of the streaming services, they'll tell you that you know, whether it's the Rolling Stones or you know some classic band, they'll tell you that you know 30% of their streams are people under 25.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of people of those streams. Maybe they don't have as many streams as Justin Bieber, of course they don't, but the ones that are streaming them, there are a lot of younger people too. These popular, some of the popular classic bands, and some of the great albums like "Rumors" by Fleetwood Mac. People just keep liking it. They just go. I mean, it's a great album.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't somebody like it now? I don't know why. I mean, look at a picture of them when they were your age, and you'll probably relate to them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of true. I think if you see, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards now. Maybe it's hard for a 25-year-old to appreciate it, but if you see some old footage of them playing, you probably go, "Oh, the fuck, guys are cool, man."
Well, the music's good.
It's really good.
I think that's really where
they're
starts.
Still filling stadiums. I don't know how many bands today will be filling stadiums in 40 years. Hard to say.
Great question.
There'll be a couple.
Mm-hmm. Cardi B.
So, all right, get us out of here, Brandon.
Probably.
Wait, is this a long show?
2.5
Okay. All righty.
What made you think of that?
Because so what time it was, and I'm like, what?
Well, we started late.
I guess we did.
Yeah. Still recovering from yesterday. So.
Drew and Mike's store is open, and we can use your business.
We can always use your business.
And the Amazon portal, too, for that matter. And not to mention there's a donation bar. And we do appreciate all you people that donate monthly. But if you don't, you can donate. You can donate on a one-time basis. Send us $20, $10, $5, or if you want to send us a few bucks a month, we appreciate that too. And let's see, what other businesses there?
Gibby tomorrow.
Oh yeah, Gibby! Oh my
God!
And yeah, I'm really pumped for Gibby. That's a big deal. The last time we had him on the phone on Facebook, we had like 25,000 Facebook views for that.
Yeah,
it's huge.
We'll have to show him the video of the old electric football.
I think he saw it because I tweeted it out and a lot of people were looking at it.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm sure he'll bring it up because he won. You know what else might happen? I think on Wednesday we're going to talk to Shuley from the Howard Stern Show because Shuley is playing One Night Stands in Waterford.
Yeah.
And that's this coming weekend. And so we put out the word to Shuley and I think he's going to come on. And he does some of the funniest voices on that show. People you would never know if you didn't listen to that show. Like Tan Mom and Jeff the Drunk. And so anyway, yeah, he's traveling about and taking a stand-up on the road, bringing to Michigan this weekend to One Night Stands. And hopefully we'll talk to Shuley on Wednesday. And now we'll see you.
Dweller H. That I had that sucker lined up. It was perfect with the runway. The angle was right. Everything was great. The approach speed was great. Was sitting pretty. And then what the hell did I do? I don't make everyone happy. I gotta get my biannual flight review. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Anybody out there that knows where I can go get a seaplane rating, let me know. I've been doing this before. It's not that new. Throttled that sucker back, flared nice, and proceeded to lose it.
That big jet feeling.
I've made soft field landings. Anybody out there that knows where I can go get a seaplane rating, let me know. We were pointing more toward a hangar way over there instead of the runway. The plane is cocked maybe 30 degrees left where it should be. Don't worry about what you've done now. I misread the wind. 'Cause it's okay. It's okay.
okay. The fact that it is not aligned with the runway. It's a test to see how much you can. I remembered to put the landing gear down.
It's nothing new. Here comes plane man.
Bill Jet Ranger, unbelievable.
Sure. More like a Cessna 172 or 182, preferably. I can outfly Travolta any day of the week. I made soft field landings.
Who has it? You should see the pilot, the captain of that airplane. Oh, what a crack shot he is. Qantas.